Yeah.
I'll send them to you too, so you can.
Oh, great! Thank you. Yeah.
That way, because it's hard to remember everything.
Right? Oh, I know. Like, yeah, after the last time, because we're supposed to be keeping like our journal. I tried to write that. I was like,
oh, what did we talk about, right?
Yeah.
Well, I remembered some things. Yeah. There were things that I wanted to make, but I still haven't written it up. And I thought I wanted to get home and do it right away because while it was fresh and I could remember. Like, I can still remember the conversation. Uh-huh. Oh, and I was going to tell you too. There's an artist in residence who does glass.
Oh, yeah?
And it's different than what, like, she heats it up. She does a flame glass. She just and cool. So I thought you might be interested.
Yeah, definitely. Do you know, does she do, like, workshops or anything?
Well, I think what she said to us today is because we're doing this craft thing.
Oh, cool.
She said, and we each had 10 minutes with her, so we made little things with glass. Oh. So it's pretty cool. And she said, you know, if you'd like time, I can offer you an hour to spend. So
that's
I don't know
great.
If she's doing it, like, if she would be open to everybody, but I think if you went and talked to her and expressed an interest, she's in the workshop area in the back.
Oh, okay, that'd be so cool.
Yeah, and I don't know, she's only there certain days of the week. I think she said, what, Thursday was one of the days, was it Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday? I'm not entirely sure, but Thursday was definitely.
I'd love to experiment with it some more. I want to actually do some stained glass. I'm thinking of taking a course this summer. My dad and my sister both do it. And
nice.
Yeah, I think we're actually, my next project is, I think we're the glass in there. That's my next project is to do a stained glass.
So, because it's not leaded painting?
No, it's just, it's actually just a plane of glass with some wood behind it.
Oh, cool.
So yeah, just something to add a bit of detail back there.
Nice.
Yeah, we just moved in November, so I'm always like looking for like new interesting stuff to like add a bit. I'm still like, this room I'm happy with, but like getting the rest of it where I want it to be just.
Yeah.
Like,
well, and the ceilings seem really high for some reason. Are they higher than normal?
Yeah, they're pretty high. I think they're like 10 feet or something.
Are they? Well, that's nice.
I love that Christmas time because I never got to buy a tall Christmas tree before. So I was like, oh, I want the biggest Christmas tree. And it was huge and it was fun until it was dead and we had to take it out.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm still vacuuming up needles.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy.
Well, my cats, the one cat, oh, he loved it. I'd bring it in and because, you know, as soon as the cold air hits the warmer, you get like a mist, right?
Uh-huh.
Did you get that? Like a fog, it kind of comes off.
I didn't really see that, no.
It was so cool, and he was like under it right away, and he had long hair, so he was always full of sap.
Oh, no.
And then he tried to climb it, and he weighed like 18 pounds,
no.
So that didn't go over. Yeah, and then the other cats we had before, these ones, like the ones we have now, they've never seen, we're not allowed to have live trees, and I can't be bothered with a fake one. And but the other cats we had, they were all freaked out by it.
Oh,
it was so weird, right? Like, why are you afraid of the tree? But,
yeah, my sister had that at one of her apartments that you couldn't have live trees, so they snuck it in up the stairs in a garbage bag, like in the middle of the night.
But getting it out is harder because
the
branches are all out,
right? Yeah, actually, he was kind of bad. Her boyfriend, it was the middle of the night again, and he just literally threw it off the balcony.
Somebody.
Yeah. They were about six floors up. So.
Oh, okay. Well, that happened. Yeah. In Toronto, a boyfriend of mine did that, like, and it was during the day. And I said, like, what are we going to do with this thing? And I think, was that on the 11th or 10th floor?
Oh, no.
And he just held it over, and it was so dry. It hit the ground. It stood straight up. It hit the ground, and all the needles fell off. So in a big circle around it, there were all these. It was hilarious. I should have taken a picture. And thank goodness I thought nobody, you know, what if somebody walked under there? Like, it was so, well, it's the kind of mistake you make when you're younger, maybe, I don't know. Well, you sound more responsible than me. And those, look at those strawberries, they're perfect.
Yeah,
we should have taken a picture of those.
I love now that, like, we're starting to get more, like, fresh fruits and vegetables and stuff, because, yeah, I've been trying to eat more, like, fresh fruits and veggies, but the stuff you get this time of, like, before in winter are kind of yucky, but it's so nice now, like, going down to, like, the market and stuff, and just, they have all the fresh stuff. I'm so excited. My sister and me are going to the Chinese New Year's festival at the market on Saturday, and you get free Chinese food.
No
I'm
way.
So excited.
Oh, isn't that cool?
Yeah.
We should go, too.
Yeah. I called her at, like, 11 o'clock last night. I'm like, oh my god, look what I just saw online. You can go and get free Chinese food. And she was like, free Chinese food.
For the first 10 people, right?
Yeah, oh, I bet. But,
oh, isn't that cool?
Mm-hmm.
Well, do you ever pick your own strawberry? Like, the strawberries that grow around here are
I've
beautiful.
I've been there before, yeah.
You've been out to Heeman's?
Mm-mm.
Their strawberries are really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if we get a chance.
I should have I should try to do some of that with my nephew this year, because it's just fun getting him out of doing the little stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Aren't they sweet? I know, it's funny. Well, my nephew now is 16, one of my nephews. And, yeah, and he's interested. He's really a history buff. Like, he lent me this book called Paris 1919. It's all about the peace process and all the stuff that happened during that after World War One. And I said, I was reading through, I said to Tyson, like, this is university level. And, yeah, and she's some big historian. Her name was Margaret, McDonald. And her great-grandfather was Johnny McDonald, actually. So that was kind of cool, right? But, yeah, so this book was, like, really intense. And I'm thinking, holy shit, like,
he plowed through this.
And he was, like, 14 or 15 at the time. Mm. So there's a history professor, who's giving a lecture or some kind of a talk on March 10th, I think, about World War One and about sort of mysterious things and ghostly type things that happened.
Oh, that's kind
of
cool.
So I thought I'd phone him and see if he felt like going, and I could pick him up after school. And
take him up. That would be nice. Yeah,
so
cool.
Something to do with my nephew.
Oh, that's nice.
Different than Star Wars.
It's fun to get out with family. And like, it's really important, like, when you're so busy with school and stuff, just to do stuff that's not so insane and, like, mind-consuming.
Sort of normal, right?
Yeah, like, it's just relaxed. Like, I'll sit here with my nephew, and he has, like, this little toy swing thing, and we'll just go, like, wee! And, like, it's the complete opposite of university. Yeah. So it's a good thing to do.
He's young, right?
He's, I think he's about 16, 17 months now. Yeah.
That's such a fun age, too. They're not lippy yet.
They're cute. He's just starting his temper tantrum.
Oh, is he?
I saw the biggest one the other day. His mom, they were both here, and she was sitting there, and he was doing something, and she was like, no, don't do that, don't do that. And he got really upset that she was
telling
him off. So his noise now, when he hits things, is he'll go, dah! So we went to her, and he went, dah! Then he went to me, and he went, dah!
How dare you!
The person sitting over there, and he went, dah! And he was just running around, hitting things, and I was just like,
go back to what you were doing. It was better, right?
Yeah, it's starting to get the little attitude.
Oh, God,
that's
hilarious.
We were laughing at the time. I'm like, this is so bad.
Yeah, because you're starting to see their personality to some degree. But
hopefully
so
that's not his personality too much.
Well, we all have days like that.
Yeah.
I have lots of those days, unfortunately.
Yeah. You could only go around just, like, whacking the people that make you mad.
Well, I'm a big ranter. It's very bad. I can take so much, and then something happens, and I just kind of lose it. But it's like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I honk a lot when I drive, and I yell at people. And the other day, I know I'm going to get in trouble, right? Because someday I'm going to do that to somebody I know. And I was coming up the driveway, and there's this really lovely older man who lives in our building, and he always stops and talks to me. I always say hi to your husband, blah, blah, blah. And so I was coming up the drive, and so he was too far over, like I was, and I'm thinking, like, get over, right? And I'm giving this look at my face, and then I realize it is like, oh, shit. So he hasn't said anything, and I don't know whether to bring it up and apologize or just pretend I didn't know it was him. So I'm like, oh God, I gotta learn to shut my mouth. But the drivers in the city make me absolutely insane.
Luckily, I don't drive yet, so I'm just like
mellow.
Yeah, and they're like forever, like, passenger. Like, it's so bad though. I don't even know, like, street names of anything. I'm like,
it's all landmarks, right?
Yeah, like, it's just, it's so bad. Like, I'll get on the bus, I'll be like, I wonder where I'm going. Like,
as long as the bus driver knows.
Yeah, like, literally yesterday, I got on the Berkshire bus, and I was just trying to come home, and I didn't know, like, it didn't go by any landmarks, so I was like, is home?
Where,
like,
is he going?
It just goes, like, through more, like, the back streets, like, in this area, and it doesn't really go by, like, the Berkshire Club or anything.
He didn't take the regular route?
Or? He did, but it just goes more on, like, the back streets, like, they kind of turn in, and just nowhere, like, I would recognize, so I was just, like, to him, are you going by the Berkshire Club? And then he told me, like, he's like, okay, this is your stop, you can get off. And I was like, okay, yay.
It looks, like, funny sometimes coming from the opposite direction, too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I know. It's like, just the forever passenger. I would not, like...
Well, I always explore a city when I move, too,
that's
right?
Good.
I try to drive around and take different routes and see what's... Because sometimes you find the greatest little spots, right?
Yeah. We just moved here in November, and I don't drive, and... it's so cold outside. Yes. So I really don't know the neighborhood. Time of year. Yeah, how much at all.
In the summer.
So, yeah, I'll start to explore then. But then I won't have the bus pass from school, so it'll be less.
All right. Well, you can still get one. I don't know how it is, how much, but it's certainly not as good a deal as you get at school.
Yeah, it's awesome having a free one.
Yeah.
Like, I would have loved to have had that when I was in Toronto last year.
Oh,
like,
yes.
A free, like, transit pass would have been amazing. No, it was pretty expensive, so that was kind of...
Yeah, such a great system, though.
Yeah, it is. It's really good, and, like, once you get the hang of it, it's, like, it's really easy, and you're like, okay, yeah. I can go, like, anywhere in the city, and it's like, okay, cool.
Well, and it doesn't meander, so mm-hmm. if you get on a bus, like, I would get on the Shepherd bus, and I'd go down, and then if I wanted to come home, I knew I just got off and crossed the road and came back up the other way, right? Like, I didn't have to think about, oh, is it going to go back through here and come out there? Like, you can't get off and go on the other side of the street and get the same bus.
Oh, yeah.
So I find it, yeah, a bit confusing.
Yeah, I find it confusing how, like, in London there's, like, 16A, 16B.
Yeah, it's what,
like,
do they mean?
It's just, like,
a different part of the route.
Right? Yeah, like, they only go a certain way. Like, there's always the, like, 10B that comes. Yeah, and that just goes to Oxford and Wonderland, whereas, like, the 10A goes all the way, like, down to White Oaks.
Well, and it's so bizarre, too, because they always put those extended buses on the 10B, which doesn't need it.
Yeah.
There's never as many people.
Yeah.
It's a short run. Like, put them on the 10.
Yeah, the extended buses scare me so much, though.
Oh, really?
And I take the 10, so I'm glad they don't have them on the 10. Oh, they freak me out so much. Those, and, like, I just have, like, I'm a very, like, spatial person. So, like, when I don't like a space, it, like, like, those ones, I feel like the back's going to fall off. And I know it won't, but I just, especially if I'm sitting near, like, the accordion part, I'm like, is it going to fall off? Is it going to turn a corner and I'll be left behind? And, like, the little buses, too, like, the tiny buses, those freak me out as well.
Oh, I've seen it.
They're just, like, I think they mostly do it on, like, the Riverside route and stuff, like, the less busy one.
Oh, okay.
And they're literally not much bigger than a van.
Yes, I think I've seen
those. Oh, it freaks me out so much. Like, I don't want to be in a van.
Where's the rest of the bus?
Like, yeah, like, I'm just being, like, in a van with the people that you normally get to be pretty spaced out from on
it
the bus.
It feels too intimate.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting? I've never been on one of those, but yeah.
Yeah,
but
I think... I've never, but I see them, and if one ever came, I would just, like, wait for the next bus, I'm sure.
That's so funny. Because I remember being on the extended bus when I was a kid. We lived over in Germany for a few years, and they had those, and, you know, everybody wanted to get on, and you'd stand on the part that rotated.
Oh,
I call them slinky buses, because I can't remember what the proper name is.
Yeah, I call them the accordion buses. Yeah. Like, right? I don't know what the name is either.
That was funny. There was I was doing some research for a paper last night, and I got on this thing called Prairie Dog. It's a website, a Regina paper. Yeah. Anyway, they had this little video clip. I think that was on Prairie Dog. Arcade of Fire was playing with Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, hmm.
Yeah, and he was playing mandolin, not Bruce Springsteen, but the guy in the band, and she was playing accordion.
Oh,
and she
weird.
Had, like, this little pleated tartan color skirt, and I'm thinking, like, it seems like it's such the total opposite of what you'd think would be cool,
yeah,
but it's like they've made it cool again.
Oh, I saw an exhibit like that. Like, I didn't see it. I saw it, like, talked about online that was, like, when they do things that are so complete opposite, it's just so neat. Like, this one was, you heard of that, I think Japanese artist Takashi Murakami, I think that's how you say his name.
Is he a photographer?
He's, like, I think he does, like, paintings and, like, sculptures. Mm. It's, like, the super flat art. It's kind of cool. I should show you, actually.
Super
It's, like, I actually took an Asian art class last year, so I know a little bit about it. And it's basically just, like, inspired by, they're, like, cartoons and stuff.
Oh,
and, like,
okay, from anime. Like,
yeah.
That is the thinnest computer I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's pretty light, too.
Wow, that's great. Because I hate lugging mine around.
Oh, yeah, it weighs, like, 3 pounds.
Especially if I put the,
Sorry.
Is that lungs?
Oh, no, that's, paper cutting, actually, of a tree.
Oh, but it looked like image was of lungs. Oh, but yes, you can see the crates.
Yeah.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Did you do that?
No, I just have, like, I collect so much photos on here. It's crazy.
But
it's, like, and yeah, it's, he did his exhibit at Versailles.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, I think that, like, this is, like, my favorite.
The total opposite of Versailles.
It's just, I think it's so interesting, like, the,
Did you, were you there? Did you see
I would love to have been there. I just ran across the pictures online. It's just so funny. Oh. I think Jeff Koons actually did an exhibit at Versailles, too.
Did he really?
I don't think that was as successful. Like, I looked at it, and it just seemed more like Jeff Koons Versailles. Like, I don't know. This just works to me. Like, I just.
Because it's so contrary, right?
Yeah, but there's just, like, something in it. Like, it's just, oh, it's,
I love that.
Yeah, I love his art. It's so cute. Yeah, I just feel like, just kind of like the mimicking. Yes. It's so funny. Like,
what a hoot. It doesn't seem like art to me, almost, it seems.
Yeah, it's just very, like, it's from the marketing. Anime. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Look at that one. Look at the oh, my gosh, that's brilliant. Yeah. That one.
It's so funny. Like, just... Yeah, like, this is the last thing you'd expect to see there. Yeah. But.
Oh, my.
Yeah. It's like, what?
Oh, God.
Yeah. I just thought that was so funny. I saw that a while ago, and I was like, oh, my God. Like, I look at those pictures, like, all the time.
So does it inspire you? You look at all these things? Does it inspire you?
Like, that's mostly how, like, how I work is when I get an assignment, I'll just, like, Google, like, the term of what it is, like, basically, and I'll just collect, like, probably, like, usually a lot of images, like, 30 to 50 images of either, like, art or just, like, random pictures and stuff, and then just kind of think about, like, and it's normally pretty, like, quick. I just get, like, an idea in my head, and I go from there, like, based on what I found. So,
that's good, because I never thought about it doing that as part of the process, you know, so I anguish about it, like, oh my God, what am I gonna do? And then I get so panicky, I can't think.
Yeah,
it's counterproductive.
It works pretty well. Do you have? Do you like? Do you work on a Mac or on a PC?
On PC.
Oh, okay. Like, I'm not sure what kind of programs they have, like, on a PC for, like, photos, but, like, I guess you can do the same thing with, like, folders. But yeah, I just, like, I have in my, like, iPhoto, like, a whole bunch of different events, and I just organize them, and, like, and then, like, it's kind of cool. Like, even if I just have an idea, I'll just find a bunch of photos that relate to it, and I can just, like, grab it when I have the next project that relates. So.
Well, and sometimes so it doesn't even have to be specific to what you're working on.
Yeah.
Now. It's a, like, a bank of stuff that you can refer to. And I do, you know, sometimes I'll get ideas, and I'll get a bunch of ideas, so I'll jot stuff
down.
So I guess
it's
similar, right?
Yeah.
But I know I should probably spend more time on the web. I just find it can be such a sinkhole. Like, did we talk about the YouTube stuff last time? I said, you know, I try to stay away from it, but every once in a while, somebody will show you something interesting, and then it's like, oh, and look at this one, and then, you know, 3 hours have passed.
Yeah, it's...
Like
it's,
that, right? And and you're still... And it's like, I have to say, oh, okay, shit.
It's amazing how much stuff you can find online, like, it's crazy, and, like, especially with, like, the technology, like, you can have a laptop, or now you can have an iPad, it's just so close to you, and you can, like, be lost in this world. I was gonna get a new iPhone, but I was like, I think I would become such a loser.
Like, you and your phone, and that's it, right?
Yeah. Like my sister's boyfriend, he's like a, like, computer guy, and he does kind of bad computer stuff sometimes. But, well, he figured out this way that you can download all the apps from the App Store for free.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he did that for his friend. And he's like, I think I ruined his life. Like, I haven't heard from him since I did that for him.
Like, I know, I was looking at when they had Freecell, or was it Solitaire? It was like, oh, that would be great.
Oh, I know.
But Tyson had to take it off because I was so addicted to Freecell. Like, I was getting arm pain. I had to get a bed. You know, like, hours and hours. Oh, just one more game, just one more game.
Yeah,
it's like, he kept looking at me, goes, I don't understand how you can like that. I said, it's very zen. Like, because he said, you're so good at it. You win all of them.
Yeah.
I said, that's why I like
it. You can get so obsessed with, like, games. Like, I really like, there's this one series, and it's just, like, that. It's, like, probably the most uncool thing ever, but it's so cute, and I love it.
What's
I think it's called, like, Cupcake Cafe or something.
Oh, okay.
It's, like, one of the productivity games, and you make cupcakes, and your customers come in, and you keep making cupcakes.
A productivity game.
Yeah, it's, like,
I've heard of
it's pretty cool. It's just kind of, like, have you ever done, like, the online, like, lemonade stand? It's, I think we did that in our business class, and it's kind of cool. So your customers come in, and they give you money, and then you can, like, upgrade your shop, and it's just, you get lost in it. You're like, oh, my God, I need to make these cupcakes.
It's like a whole new world.
Yeah. Like, literally, I'll just, like, spend, like, whole nights, and, like, I won't stop till I beat the game. And then, well, it's good, because once I beat it, I lose interest, thankfully.
Oh,
but, yeah, like, whenever a new one comes out, I'll be lost for, like, 2 days.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, you can just get so, like, and it's so cool, the stuff they have now. Like, I was looking yesterday on, there's this thing called iTunes U, and it's universities provide different materials for, like, you to just, like, learn with, and, like, the one university does it is, like, Yale, and they'll provide, like, free online lectures you can download, like, the whole courses you can, like, audit from Yale. It's, like, so cool.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah, it's, like, you could get lost in your computer for, like, ever.
Yeah. So you could never leave the apartment or the house. But, because Tyson had found something, he was showing to people. And it was this guy who put everything from, like, how to do long division to how to, I don't know, like, physics or nuclear reactors or something. It was just crazy. And he found a way to explain it that was really straightforward for everybody, right?
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, Khan. Is it Khan? K-A-H-N. Oh, shoot, what else? But if you Googled him, probably you'd be able to find him. Even people who are mathematicians were saying, like, I knew how to do, like, subtraction or whatever, you know, when you carry, but they never really understood it, and he'd actually sort of explained because I think we all learn the process, but we don't understand what's behind it. It's like, why?
Yeah, like, it'd be better if you understood it, because then you'd have a reason to remember it. Like, I could not these days for the life of me do long divisions. Like, I was the other day in class, I got a test back, and I was trying to figure out what my average was for that course then. And I got to the point where I drew the, like, I think it was, like, 5, and then, like, the other one, and did the this thing. And then I was like, I don't know what to do now.
Because we all have calculators.
Yeah. I was just like, oh, my God, grade 5s can do this, and I can. Like,
well, and somebody that Tyson works with has just bought, and I don't know whether it's similar to an iPad. It's smaller than an iPad, I think. It's just really a little bit bigger than a large iPhone, right? Mm-hmm. And it's got all these different things on it, and it has a calculator function on it. But, yeah, like, it's pretty, I don't think it has a phone thing, but it'll hold, like, video, like, DVDs.
Oh, that's cool.
Music, and you kind of go, holy cow, like, you can stick it in a pocket, right?
Yeah,
and it's got all this power.
Yeah.
More power, probably, than my computer.
Yeah, I know, it's crazy. Like, I used to have this MP3 player, and it was literally, like, this big, and it weighed this much. Like, it was, like, that thick, and it weighed, like, a lot. Probably weighed, like, at least a pound. But I was like, but I can fit, like, 10 gigabytes of songs on here. That's amazing.
Yeah.
And now, like, I have, like, my, like, iPod, like, shuffle, and it's, like, this
big. Yeah.
And it's just,
isn't,
like,
that crazy?
How do they do it?
I know. I'm so excited. And every time I see it, it's like, oh, look, you get an 8 gig one. And Tyson said, well, have you run out of room? It's like, that's not the point.
Yeah, I want it.
16 gigs on that little. It's just so interesting.
Oh, yeah, there's just, it's so cute, but I think it's kind of at a point now where it really can't get much smaller. Like, I don't really think you can make a computer too much thinner.
Sometimes it's like, well, how much, where do your fingers go, right?
Oh,
when you have little tiny buttons.
Yeah. Like, they're definitely running out of space for everything. Like, my computer doesn't even have, like, a CD drive. Like,
it just can't
fit one. Yeah.
It's a traveling computer.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. It's, like, Wi-Fi. So, like, can, like, it's kind of cool. You can, like, pick up signals and use other computers' CD changers as your own. So, like, it's weird. Like, I'll be at school sometimes.
I don't understand how that works.
Yeah, me neither. It's just like, I'll be at school sometimes, and something will pop up and be like, this person's computer is available. So, like, I don't go onto their computers.
Do they
know? Yeah, I'm just like, ugh. Like, uh-oh.
Feels invasive.
Yeah, like, I guess technically I could, like, access their hard drives.
Isn't that interesting?
It's weird.
Yeah, but then how would you get the information? Like, it's a physical thing.
It's so weird. It just, but
I can't keep up.
Yeah, so I think a lot of my work is, like, my research is done on the computer. Like, when I don't have my computer, like, even for an essay, I'm just so, like, I don't know what to do. It's just, literally, like, half my life is on there. Like, my computer broke a while ago, and I was talking to them on the phone. I'm like, I need to get this fixed. Honestly, like, my arm is missing. Yeah. Like, I need this.
And they probably understand.
Yeah, they do. And they're like, okay, it's all right.
It'll be okay.
Yeah.
See, yeah, I don't know. I guess I don't use mine that extensively, right? But I certainly do all my work and my schoolwork and stuff. But apparently there was this poor guy who had his PhD thesis on there, and he lost his computer, somebody stole it or whatever.
Oh,
and it's
God. But he didn't have a backed up or anything?
He had a paper copy, but it didn't have sort of the latest things, so I'm sure he's just tearing out his hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, you hear those stories, and the first thing you do when you get home is back it up onto a flash drive, right?
Yeah. Oh, I've never actually backed up my computer. Which I should.
I know, we all should, but we don't think of it, right?
Yeah, and it's just like, then I'd have to go to flash drive, and then...
Yeah.
I really should, though, because, if my computer ever did actually die, it would just be... And I play with fire sometimes. Like, I'll be sitting here, and, like, I'll put a video on YouTube for my cats, and I'll leave the room, and, like, I'll be drinking something.
Do they watch it?
Yeah, there's, like, this thing... They don't have it on there anymore. I think it was, like, a copyright thing, but it's called Cat TV, and, like, it's just, like, birds and fish all, like, swimming around, and they'll just sit there and watch it, like...
They don't, like, at the screen do anything?
Ted does a few times, but he kind of was, like, I was kind of, and he just kind of,
Oh, isn't that good?
Yeah, it's kind of funny. I saw actually on YouTube a cat playing with an iPad. It's funny, like, the way they interact with the new technology.
Yeah, because sometimes even just the cursor, you know, when you've got that little arrow
and they're
on,
like,
Bella was looking. And she watched TV sometimes, like, she'll stop and sort of look at it, but they don't really pay a lot of attention.
Yeah, I've noticed Ted has been watching it more lately. Like, I've been downloading a lot of the show How I Met Your Mother, so I'll just be sitting there and watching it. And he'll just be sitting there watching it with me. And I'm like, how much of this are you taking in? Like, it's just... I wonder if our technology is making them smarter.
Yeah, that's why you're dumber.
Know. Yeah, maybe. Maybe he has TV brain, too.
That's what I'm doing tonight, though. I'm so glad this week is done. I am just going to watch a bunch of TV.
Oh, yeah. My mom's and me tonight are going to watch... have you ever seen that movie, Coco Before Chanel?
No.
It's so, so good.
It was out, like, in the last couple of years,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it was. It's a French movie.
It.
It's really, really...
Is it good?
Yeah, it's really, really good. So, just stay by the fire.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
oh,
nice.
How wonderful.
Yeah. We saw that. It was, like, $6 at HomeSense the other day. I'm like, yes.
At HomeSense?
Yeah.
I wonder if it's still...
They might be. They normally order, like, a bunch of the same stuff. It's a really good movie.
Okay, I'll have to go, like, for $6, right?
Yeah, definitely. Like, you can't rent a movie for that much these days.
We don't rent very much either.
Yeah,
like, we go to Western Film usually.
Oh, that's nice.
We're not a huge, like, movie buff. And we don't, like, we just have, like, a dish, so we don't give very many channels. So we just record stuff and then watch it later.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so we're watching Pillars of the Earth right now, and...
Oh, yeah. Is that...
I think it's a mini-series. I hope it's a mini-series.
Was that on that book by Ken Follett?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so there's fair bits of gore at times. Uh-huh. And it's really sad, and none of the bad people seem to be getting... I sure hope they get it in the end.
Yeah.
I really don't.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, so we're watching that. And then there's lots of good CBC shows. Like, we like Little Mosque in the Prairie. And, But, oh, and then we watch a lot of, Tyson watches the Big Ideas lectures from TVO.
Oh, cool. It's neat how much, like, your TV can actually make you smarter these days.
Oh, my God, I know. We watch a lot of documentary stuff, right?
Because
they had superstructures, and they've got Time Team, where they have 3 days, basically.
Uh-huh.
They find something that they think might be an interesting dig.
Uh-huh.
They found, convents underneath, like, you know, so there's layers, right? It goes right back to Roman times. They find
crazy
stuff. They show how it works, and they dig trenches, and 3 days they sort of come up, and they might not get to finish everything, but they pass it off to so it's really fascinating.
Oh,
and it's around England. Yeah. And they had one where they were doing a dig in the Outer Hebrides, and that's where my grandfather's family are from.
Uh-huh.
That area, like, it's sort of the Western Islands off the shore of Scotland. It's really rugged. Yeah, so that was kind of cool, because I thought, do you look...
Oh, yeah, it's neat how much different stuff there is now, like, especially with internet now. You can watch TV online now, and just, like, it's so weird, like,
I know.
It really is different. Like, as soon as, like, a little element of it is taken away, you're like, oh my god.
Yeah.
Like, our Rogers on Demand wasn't working for a few days, and I was so irritated. Like, my nephew would come over, I'd be like, okay, let's watch TV. And I'd be like, because we don't have very many channels, so that's, like, what you rely on.
Well, I hate Rogers, absolutely, with a passion. Yeah. So I told them when I canceled the service, I said, I won't even ever rent a movie from you guys anymore.
Oh, yeah,
I
worked for them for a while. They're really scummy.
Yeah, they really are. Yeah. And I said, you know, like, they bill in advance, and then if you're late, they say you're late, then they charge, and they charge you, like, a huge amount of money, not a little bit. It's like, how can I be late? I haven't received, I'm paying for service, I haven't received.
It's crazy. Like, it's crazy when they'll, like, charge you such a ridiculous amount. Like, I had a similar thing with the bank. Like, it was so stupid. Someone at the bank told me if they make an automatic with, if you pay it, they don't make an, if they pay, like, your, if you pay your Visa, they don't make an automatic withdrawal. So I was like, okay, cool. So I just paid off, like, a large amount of my Visa, and I was like, okay, that'll work. And then they still made the automatic withdrawal. And then they charged me $40 because I didn't have the money for it in my checking. Then they charged me $40 because the right payment didn't come through on my Visa because it that like bounced, I guess.
And
I
was so, they
like,
double charged you.
Yeah, and it's like $80 for nothing. I'm like, come on.
Did you fight it?
No, I didn't have the energy. This was like in my exam week.
Bastards. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, all like companies just do that, and it's ridiculous.
They're so scummy, and they charge you for services when everything is self-service, right?
I know, and Rogers has, with their cell phones, something called a, because I worked in cell phones there, system access fee.
Okay.
And that's like $8 a month, and that's absolutely nothing. Yeah. Like, literally, it used to be when cell phones were more like through like wires, just to keep the wires maintained and stuff, but they don't do that anymore. So it's just an $8 they charge you for, like, nothing.
To put in their pocket.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it's obscene. And not only that, they say Canadians pay, like, a ridiculous amount compared to everywhere else
I
to
know,
have cell phone service. It's like, why?
Yeah. Like, I looked online once to see if I could find a better deal for my cell phone. I was like, oh, this is so awesome. And I was like, not Canada. It's like,
yeah.
It's crazy.
We get overcharged for everything, I think.
Yeah, it's silliness.
It's frustrating. I don't mind paying a little extra for being Canadian. Like, I would prefer to live here, at least ultimately. You know, I wouldn't mind traveling to other places, but I think I'll always feel pretty Canadian as long as we get Harper out of office. But yeah, sometimes I just think the premiums are too high. They're unreasonable, right?
Yeah, and like even taxes, shoes. It's like,
yeah. And I don't usually begrudge taxes, but I want to feel that everybody else is paying their fair share too, and I don't think that happens with corporations, you know?
Yeah,
especially.
I know, like tax cuts if you're like higher up, like come on.
Yeah.
I don't really understand a lot of the political stuff, I'm like completely...
You like it that way?
Yeah. I don't know, I think I'm just kind of on like my own little like island, like I don't...
I'm going to steal one of these. Did you get these from Giant Tiger too?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, sometimes I think the more you know, the worse it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even know that much, but there are certain things that really rile me up.
Mm-hmm.
Like I told Professor Gouy, I have to send him that essay I wrote about how the wealth is changing. You're like, I don't think capitalism is as great as he thinks it is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think you don't want to have another system, but I think there needs to be... There have to be some changes. Like, what is it? 3% of the... Well, no, 3% of the people at the top have 90% of the wealth, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
like those trickle-down theories. It's all bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
It's, don't give me that crap. Mm-hmm. So, we're going to get together one day and have a real good... conversation.
Have you, like, do you talk with him much, or?
Usually after class.
Yeah, that's good. I'm not really very social with my teachers at all, so it's good to, like, I think you definitely, like, do better if you are.
Yeah, I don't know, well, because I give them a hard time, so I don't know, but I mean, just certain things that you're interested in, right? I think it's probably different, too, like, if I had gone to school straight out of high school, I think it would be different, but, you know, I'm same age, he's basically, I think I'm a bit older than him, actually, so And I know other people with PhDs, so it's mm-hmm. not as intimidating, maybe. Yeah. But not with everybody. Like, some mm-hmm. people... Yeah, I find him a very approachable person. Yeah. Like, I think he's interesting. And
yeah, I'm just kind of too lazy. Like, I always hear him arguing with people, and I'm like, yeah, I have an opinion, but I don't feel like arguing right now. Because, like, it's on Mondays, right? And yes. It sounds awful. But my Mondays are really hard. Like, I have classes from 9:30 to 5:30 without a break. Mm-hmm. So I just don't have any energy to argue on Monday. At all? No. It's like...
I thought mine were bad, 9:30 to 2:30.
Yeah, it's not brutal. A fun day. It's like, especially because, like, I have to, like, run. Like, they're not even all in the same building. It's just, like, so, yeah. I have to conserve as much energy as I can Monday. I'll just be sitting there, like...
Whatever, yeah. I'm going to have a nap now.
Yeah.
No, it's awful. I know, because I run from Somerville House down to there, and especially in the winter, where you're carrying a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it's not fun. Like, and I'll do it sometimes. I'll be like, okay, I'm going to wear my heels today, and I'll do that. And
not then on a Monday.
Yeah, it doesn't work. I'll have to bring, like, a pair of backup shoes and, like, change so quick. And, like, it's silly.
I hate the running.
Yeah. Okay, well, here, maybe I'll move this over or a little bit, and then, do you want to, like, talk about your stuff first, or do you want
to... Oh, it doesn't matter.
Okay,
I'm hoping there'll be enough backup power in here.
Did you want a glass of water or anything, or some more coffee?
I'm good. You know, I actually brought my water. What did I do there?
Perfect.
Somewhere. Oh, there it is. Yeah, I find I never travel without it because I get dry.
That's good. Alright, well, let's throw these upstairs and we can start. Yeah, if you want to grab anything else there, help yourself.
No, that's great, thanks. I should need to pick up. Yeah, I stepped in this. Oh my god. Can I bring something up for you? Do you want me to grab some of these?
Oh no, it's totally fine. Go on in.
Oh yeah, they love those mice, don't they?
Yeah.
Belle is hilarious.
Yeah. Do you want to just look at the stuff down there so we can sit down? And
it doesn't matter, whatever's easiest. Okay. So you've got it set up
there. No, I can just bring it down. I think that works. Well, I'll just bring a few things down at a time. It's nicer then. We can, like, sit by the fire.
Just
less
lovely. There's Mike. Do you want me to carry something?
Oh, that's cool. I'll just bring a little stuff down.
Is this two? I'll bring this.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
You guys have a lot of artwork. Yeah. Did you do these too?
Yeah, I did those last year.
Wow. You're very productive.
Thanks. Yeah, that was like my whole intaglio class was like.
I didn't even know. Like, do they do one specifically for intaglio?
They don't at Western. They did at York.
Right. Yes, I forgot.
Yeah, York's just a lot more specific and like there's different things that are different. The only thing I really miss from there is, like, at Western, they don't have as many art history courses. Oh. And, like, my last year I was able to take, like, Asian art history, and there was so much neat stuff, but now, like, it's really Western at Western. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
So, do they have pottery? Like, do they do...
I don't know. Sculpture kind of intimidated me, so I didn't do any, like, of the sculpture type stuff, but...
But even, yeah. Like, pottery, like, making pots?
I'm really not sure. They had a huge sculpture studio, so probably. It was literally, like,
Were they using clay to make...
I don't know. Like, they had so much stuff. Like, they had, like, welding and, like, all that stuff. Like, they have... Yeah, it's a neat school.
Welding,
like,
too, eh?
Yeah, it's...
That would be cool.
Yeah, it's... There's a lot of different stuff you can try. I'm glad I'm here, but there's definitely courses there I wish I'd taken. Like, there's one course and it's like, the first half's art history, and you learn about how paints are made. And then second class, you apply that and make the paints and do and make art with that. So it's like studio history combined.
They have an extensive art program then?
Yeah, I think it's a little more, kind of hard to describe, like, with Western. It was just a lot bigger and a lot, I think, it was just more,
Well, somebody I knew who took art at Western back, was it in the 70s maybe? And she said they were working in portables.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
School, right?
Yeah.
So this one's fairly new, 1993.
Western seems like, newer, like, York's just seems, I think York's is just a bit more... I don't know. They're more hoity-toity sometimes, which is irritating for sure. Like, it was just, like, they just overanalyze everything. Like, I remember I'd, like, be doing something, and my teacher would be like, why are you doing that? And I'm like, I don't know, because it'll look good.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, that's aesthetic. Don't do that. Oh. It's like, come on.
See?
Yeah.
Dr. Bowie.
Yeah. It's just like...
Yeah, I know. I don't see why there isn't room for both. Oh, she's okay. Don't worry. Oh, can you smell my kitties on there, probably?
Yeah, so just like rub up against stuff sometimes, like to like pat her.
Well, that's good because then they'll go home and they'll go, oh, what's this? It'll be interesting for them. Leave your mark there, little girl. Especially Jake, he tends to like paw on it and stuff.
What are you doing, Sushi?
Those noses are so sensitive, eh? Yeah. Isn't that funny? Oh, I love it. She's so beautiful.
Thank you. So these are my earliest prints I did in high school.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, these are just, I think, back then I worked, like, a lot more, like representational, like, just, like, a bunch of, like, different, like, crap mixed together, like, and I guess, like, I've kind of gone away from that more, like.
I'm for sure how to do
these
this.
These are.
I'm bad. I can't work these digital cameras, sorry.
Yeah, I think these are more, like, inspired by fashion, like, that's mostly what I was looking at, like, back then and, like, going off of. And so, yeah, I think this isn't really the kind of work I'm doing now, but still.
That's interesting. So, but what kind of print is this?
So this is an intaglio too.
Is it? Wow.
Oh, it's plastic plate, so.
Wow.
Yeah, it's.
So how does that work? Like, you scratch marks into the plate and
then? And then the plastic plate is so, so much easier. Sushi, what are you doing
here? Don't worry about her. She's okay.
You just, like, literally scratch it into the plate, and then you can see it's just a lot.
Yeah.
More, like, scratchy. Like, and then you can start printing. But with intaglio, it's ridiculous. It's, like, it's a lot more intensive. I'm just going to grab my plate so I can explain the intaglio process better. Because it's kind of funky.
Yeah. I'm going to see if I can find batteries because it doesn't seem to be working, and I don't. I'm assuming it's a battery problem.
Yeah, if you can't get photos, just ask me. I have most of my stuff, like photos, anyways. I can just send
oh,
you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I actually had a few years ago. It was kind of nice. We have a family friend that's a photographer. Like,
oh,
she
wow.
just like works with the London Camera Club and stuff. So I just gave her my portfolio, and she did like a catalog for me. So,
oh,
yeah.
Nice. Oh, the guys that Tyson works with are, I think they kind of started, or they're fairly chocolate.
Oh, thank you.
yeah, they're involved with the camera club.
Oh, cool.
Gary and Fraser.
Uh-huh.
Oops. I don't know, they're too persnickety, though. I said, I don't think I'd ever join. Okay, now what works, damn it. Okay.
So yeah, like I'm okay with this the stuff I did back then, but literally like a lot of it is I just couldn't do stuff as well. Like, I couldn't draw as well, like with the arm
oh,
and
I don't
the face
know.
And
Looks
stuff.
Pretty good to me.
Oh, thanks. A lot of it I would be like to my teacher, like, how do I draw this? Will you draw this for me? So
well, and you've got to think about it backwards, right?
Yeah, it's I had the worst time
so
with
this with all this writing.
Yeah,
letters.
It was. It was, yeah, that wasn't too fun, but oh well. Yeah, there were some with, like, I have, like, a little bit of writing there, but it was, I'm pretty good at writing backwards, actually, because my high school art teacher actually had us do, like, the Da Vinci, like pages.
Oh, wow.
So we, like, learned how to write backwards and stuff. And, yeah. So, yeah, these are just my plates for that piece, so I'll just, it kind of gets you a sense of what...
So is this considered intaglio with
yeah,
the
this is
copper plate? Because I'm thinking it reminds me of etching.
Yeah, it is etching. So
did you draw this or did you
actually,
use fabric? Like,
yeah, it was fabric. Like, and I did like there's this thing called a soft ground.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of steps. So the first thing you'll do is you cover the plate, like you clean the plate really well and cover it with a ground,
mm-hmm.
and then soft ground, you'll heat it up.
So it's
and
like
then,
etching.
Yeah, and
yeah.
then you'll put, then I just put the, actually like arrange the fabrics like how I wanted and like glued them down on a sheet of paper, and then you just run them through the press on that, and it makes the impression, and if you don't like it, you have to wash it off, and then you put it in the acid and all that stuff, and it's so complicated, even like with
but
the
you've
three.
But you've got three.
Yeah,
like
with the
three.
Yeah, the reason, I guess I'll take out a copy of my print because it's kind of easier to look at it when you have the actual print. Yeah, the reason I did three is because, like, just so I could use different colors and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I can't believe it. I only did this last year, but the paper is yellow so much.
Oh. So,
it's not part of my edition. I'm just going to see if I can find one that is. Yeah, so that one's part of my edition, and yeah. Just to get different colors in, like, a few different plates, and it's so time-consuming. Like, to do a single print, one side of the plates made was, like, an hour and a half, 2 hours for one print, just because you have to degrease the plates, and then put the ink on, and then you have to make sure it's lined up so well, and, like, soaking
your paper
and stuff.
That's what I'm thinking. How did you?
Oh, it was not fun.
Because what did you do? Did you then... Like, to get this, did you use different fabric again?
Yeah, I used different weights of fabric, and, like, yeah, it was, actually, it was kind of cool. I did it, like, each sheet of paper, I put a different fabric on and draped it.
Okay.
And then I, like, glued it down so I could, like, manipulate the way it was draped, and then what did I do? And then, yeah, I put it through the press, and I made sure they all fit together, and it was just... It was a lot of work, but...
No kidding, yeah. It's really beautiful, though.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, even this looks nice. I love copper.
Yeah, it's really neat, and I took them out yesterday, and I love the way they've, like, greened more towards the color that's actually in the... I hadn't seen them in a while, and it's kind of funny, because it looks more like that than it did before. Like that one you can see less.
Oh, it's just such a beautiful metal. It's so warm, right? Can I put them right on top of the card? Is that how you had them?
Oh, yeah, I'll just wrap them up again.
Yeah, beautiful. I love that piece.
Thanks. Yeah, it's one of my ones I'm happier with.
Good. Yeah. I'm sure there's an easier way to do this than the way I'm doing it.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. But at least if I, you know, take some pictures and I might be able to remember what it was I was
looking at. Definitely. And, like, if you want to, like, forget some stuff and you want to, like, ask me or ask me, like, for a picture or something, definitely don't worry about it. Definitely. So, yeah, there's that one. I'm just going to throw that back in the folder. Yeah, tell me if you want to do it more or if you think you've seen enough.
Oh, yeah, I have one. Cool. What do you want to show me today?
Yeah, I have a, like, I tend to, like, I keep everything, so I have a lot of stuff. So these are my other plates there. And actually, when I did this, my great-grandma passed away sort of recently.
Oh.
So I had, like, this plate that was hers, and I just, here, I'll turn it.
Oh, yes, and okay.
So, and it just had so much detail, so I just had, like, I liked, like, doing the detail and just getting the... So yeah, this is one of my proofs, actually.
Okay.
So I just have a few different...
I just don't understand why... Like, do I have to close it and open it every time? Like, what is it? That's so annoying. Did you want to show me different
ones? Yeah, so that's the first stage of it. I just... Oh, thank you. These and that's... Then I just went and found, like, all the things I didn't like, and I had to go back and edit it out and did... Oh, this is upside down. It's hard to tell. Then I went back and re-etched it, and oh my goodness, that took forever just to, like, find all the flaws. And then I think this is closer to my edition. The dry etching, which is just when you etch directly on a copper plate, that's how I got the fuzziness there.
Oh.
I had to go back and fix that because you can see it's just more scumbly-ish there.
So why... Sorry, that's an intentional, like, that was a purposeful...
Yeah, when I went on, and my final edition, yeah, this is part of my edition, is, it's more, like, there's definitely more of the dry point etching, and...
And so what's the, like, why would you do dry etching?
I just like the variation, like, on the plate itself, these areas were color, whereas the rest was gold.
Oh, okay.
So I like the variation of it, and... Yeah, it did take a while for sure. I don't know if you can really see it. It wasn't that successful. I just did, like, little lines to get, like, a sense of the depth of the plate. And, yeah, the outside, I made it the darker color. You just use, like, sandpaper and stuff.
Right.
So you get, like, a tiny amount. And it was a fun process to experiment for sure in Talio, but, oh, my goodness, it takes so much time. Like,
so is it worse than the etching?
I don't know, like, I think etching and Talio, I don't really know how they're different. I think they're basically the same thing, like, just, like, what you're using. It's, it just takes forever. It takes so much time. My teacher was very, very picky, too. Like, we had to be at pristine, like, it just, because once you have your plates, you have to, like, paper, you have to stretch it, and it takes so much time. It's ridiculous. But.
Well, I know Tricia was very particular about edges.
Oh, I know, ink, and yeah, I'll see the ink now. I'm like, oh my goodness.
I know, isn't it funny? Yeah. You look at it again, I look at it, it seems so amazing. When I first did, I was like so excited. Yeah. Look at this, and then I look at it again, and it's like, oh, that's crooked. Or, oh,
yeah,
that's
I noticed that now.
The edge
like,
is
like, yeah.
But it's part of the process, I think.
Yeah, definitely. And learning. That was the worst on the three plates. To have perfect edges on three
I can't imagine.
Wasn't possible at all. Like, I just like had to like look away, and I'm like, oh, I hope David isn't wearing his glasses when he looks at this. But yeah, and then we had to alter it to another state with the same plate. So, Tishy, don't do that, please.
Oh, it's not Sushi, it's Ted.
Oh, Teddy, don't do that, please. He loves scratching the shade.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
He looked like it was a carpet, if that's any better. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I did so many.
Wow.
And then for the next stage, I just went and... someone said, with the first one, said it looked kind of like lace to them.
Oh, okay.
So I ended up calling it lace, and I wanted to for the second one. I thought it'd be kind of interesting if I made it, because my great-grandmother also made, like, lace, like, tablecloths.
Oh, my.
So, like, yeah, and so I thought it would be kind of cool to turn it into that, so, yeah, I just went on and sketched, and then did a Teddy, come here.
So you sketched over.
That.
Oh, don't worry. They're okay.
Oh. Come here, buddy.
My cats are going to be so excited when I come home. Because I go out for walks. I pet all the dogs. And then I come home. But it's Tyson goes, yeah, she was unfaithful again. But who can resist? Oh, he's so lovely.
Oh,
nice big boy,
you.
Eh?
Yeah.
Hey, Ted. Next time I'll bring treats and bring you over.
I'll be very excited. Yeah, so then I just did another soft ground and then just did like little lines in between. And this was the first one I got and I was pretty freaked out because I really didn't like the way it looked at first. I was like, oh my god, like how am I going to get this to the way I look? So I just like took my time and did like really, really small alterations. And then
so when you say alterations, like where are you sketching onto it or?
Yeah, I did like some more soft ground and just wherever and I just, what else did I do? Yeah, I added some more soft ground and these I really didn't like, so I had to sand those out with sandpaper.
Yeah.
And I also did some varnishing to make some of the lines like a little less harsh.
Okay.
And make some lines some more harsh and just more sort of make it more even.
Okay.
Cause, yeah.
Wow. So you can get such a different effect.
Yeah, definitely. Especially
with from the same plate though. Like
yeah.
Really, eh?
Yeah. It's you just have to you really, really have to work at it. Like and then this one. I just had to. Like I think that's another stage of it. And yeah, I want it to be uniform, so I had to went back and I just added little lines here to make it more because I felt like this was too much of a contrast.
Oh,
and you
okay,
didn't
yes.
really there wasn't really a reason for that, so I just added little black lines there. So
okay.
It's so this is closer to the finish. I think half the time I'm showing it to you upside down.
I can't tell.
Yeah, it's kind of. So yeah.
I mean, a plate can be viewed from either.
Yeah, definitely. So
place
that's
too.
A bit farther along. I think this is an earlier one because I still have so much of the. This yeah, this happens when you don't when you accidentally scratch through your. Ground and put it in the acid.
Oh,
and then it'll come out. And these
yes.
are so hard to get out. You have to
yes.
varnish so
oh.
much to get them out.
Oh,
and
yeah,
just,
like burnish the actual
yeah,
copper.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, okay,
just,
right. Oh, man.
And then, yeah, another proof.
Yeah, it really makes you appreciate, right? Because I have some etchings at home, and they're really detailed, and they're beautiful, and I love them, but I had no idea. Now I look at them, and I go...
Oh, I know, like the patience of these people.
Oh, and the
oh, it's so many proofs. Oh, I know, these are the final ones.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, that's what it ended up looking like. And it's a bit more even, and I do have the little more detail. This one, I really wasn't happy with at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But my teacher kind of said, what are you talking about? I like this one better.
Oh, isn't that something?
Yeah.
Listen, people always see different things,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, definitely. It's
like, I took some photographs. I went down to the river. I guess it might be the Thames River.
Mm-hmm.
And I suppose it's all... Is it all the Thames River? Just different branches? I'm not sure. Anyway, there was this heron.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh,
so
wow.
I got the picture of the telephoto lens from the other side, and I thought, well, maybe I can get closer. So I came around the other side and kind of crept down to where he was, and I managed to get one more picture. And then I tried to get even closer, and he flew away. And so
oh,
I snapped
no.
the picture anyway, but it, all you get is this, like these huge wings, but it's like a slow motion, like...
Oh, wow.
And I said, oh, that one didn't work. I was going to throw it out. My mom looked. She said, no, I really like it.
Yeah.
You should keep it. And then afterwards, and I still haven't done it, but I thought... What I should do is make sort of a triptych, you know, with the different pictures and have
yeah.
it in, like, a panel.
Oh, that would be cool.
Yeah, so
you,
people see different things.
Yeah, do you tend to, like, put your art up a lot at your house? Or?
I don't so much. Actually, I don't know if I put up some photographs that I took from before, but they're black and white ones that I took with a photography class I just took at night school.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, and so I haven't. I did think I might hang some of my... lino prints,
uh-huh.
but it's funny, like you say, looking at me, and it's like, eh. Well, actually, my lino ones I don't mind too much, but because, like I said, all this is new, so you're gonna probably think it's really rudimentary stuff. It's like, oh my god, it's so bad, but yeah, there's some stuff, but I've got a lot of other people's art, so
oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and I've got
it's nice to have a collaboration,
yeah, so it's like, there's no room for my
yeah.
So I should, but I don't know if I've got anything yet I'm that excited about. But.
Yeah, it's like the opposite with me. I'll like, I keep on taking like other like pictures down and like putting my stuff up, and like my mom will kind of be like, hey, like that's my, that's my picture. What are you doing? I'm like, but I like this better.
Does she live here?
Yeah, I live with my mom and dad here. It's kind of neat because they live at,
because you were talking about living at the cottage.
Yeah, they live at the cottage most of the time, and then they're just, this is kind of like their city place, so if they're working late, they just come and stay here, and so, like, they're pretty good, like, it's my condo, like, I have, like, the master bedroom and stuff. It's pretty sweet, but it's just,
oh, that is,
yeah,
nice.
So they have their, like, they have their place up at the cottage, and this is just kind of, like, I don't know, they live here, but they live there more, so it works. It's a good way to work it out, because I was so nervous coming back here from Toronto. I'm like, oh my god, how am I going to live with my family again? Like,
it's hard, isn't it?
Yeah, it's, but it's pretty good, because yeah, when we get sick enough of each other, they'll just head up there, and it works. Yeah,
it's a different dynamic, isn't
it? Yeah, definitely.
Hello, Sushi. You're so pretty. Hello, gorgeous girl. Can you come up here?
Yeah, so those are my friends. Yeah. And
so that's Intaglio. Intaglio?
Yeah.
Is that Intaglio?
Yeah, those are Intaglio. And, maybe I'll show you a few of my paintings quick.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I used to think I was more of, like, a painter. I would, like, paint more.
Yeah.
But I'm getting less away from that. Like, now I'm more into drawing and...
Well, I think people go through stages, right? Like, that's the thing about artists. We were talking last time, right? If you've got, you know, people who are musicians, then they start doing, they put out books on photography or
nice.
Do painting.
Yeah, it's nice to travel around a bit. Like, yeah, I'll talk to people and they'll be like, oh, what do you do? And I'll be like, whatever I want.
Everything,
like,
yes.
Yeah, it's kind of nice to be able to move around. And I'm just going to grab these two right here, actually. I'm just going to grab them down off the wall because we're actually having problems with power surges in our house right now.
Oh, no.
So this light has burnt out. Within the last, like, 24 hours, like, four light bulbs have gone as soon as we turn the switch on. So.
That's weird.
Yeah, it's... I have to get that looked into. Yeah, this was for an assignment last year, and I think this was the first one. So what the assignment was is you,
Oh, my gold paint.
You pick, like, different logos and stuff.
Oh, okay.
From, like, different companies and just, like, stuff like that. And then you have to translate that into another painting. So it's kind of cool. Like, I did, like, Apple there, and, like, the Disney, and the Hello Kitty bow, and Monopoly, Starbucks, because that's, like, my life.
Oh.
And then, like, the, like, Juicy Couture, like, Made in the Glamorous USA.
Oh, cool.
And Twister. So, yeah, like, definitely looking at it now, there's stuff I could have fixed for sure, but, yeah, I don't really mind it. And, yeah, my paintings are a lot more colorful and maybe more graphic. And then the next part was you had to translate all those shapes into, like, actual objects.
Oh.
So I did the, I guess it's better to look at them side by side. So here, the, oh,
sorry.
Yeah.
Do you have these copies of these done?
I think I have one of them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so this is, present to makeup, and then chandelier, butterfly, and apple for apple.
So
I had so much fun doing the coffee beans.
Oh,
they're
my
so,
gosh.
They're so, like, textural.
Yeah.
Cool. And then
oh, necklace.
And, yeah, and then a little string toy, like the my cat for the avatar. But yeah, so that one, I'm kind of happy with this one. Yeah, it's a lot more colorful and just, like, bright. This was last year, and last year I was still more, at the beginning of last year, I was still more influenced by, like, fashion and just, like, graphic, and I really liked, like, Andy Warhol and that kind of stuff, and I really like that still, but...
Oh, I should have shown you that. I brought in an album of the Rolling Stones' Love You Live, because
oh,
the
cool.
cover was done by Andy Warhol,
oh, cool.
So I was showing Dr. Bowie, and he's saying, you should make a, like, you know, take a picture of this so you can keep it sort of,
yeah.
You know, sort of, because it gets, it's getting ruined a bit.
Oh. Yeah, so that is those. And then this was for my abstract drawing class last year, which I really, really liked. So this is just, yeah, it's actually kind of like,
oh my
thing.
Gosh.
So yeah.
Oh,
just,
what a
It's
thing.
Definitely falling apart. But yeah, it was just, we were, I don't even remember the assignment. It was something supposed to be like satirical. So I did like a magazine, and it says like the top letters are falling out of the top 10 things you could never afford this season. And like, what the hat? And I actually really like, this was like some pastel. Sort of, yeah, pastel chalk, and that was really fun to work with. So that one's probably not going to last much longer. It's starting to fall apart. Oh, well.
Yes, that can be delicate.
Oh, I know. I'm not that gentle either, so. And then...
Well, it's hard, especially when you're transporting. I parked out there, that's okay, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, well, I'm transporting stuff around.
Oh, like, I know.
Usually are kind of... Well, I guess if you're showing in galleries, but then they're careful about popping boxes.
Yeah, I've moved so much in the last year. Like, I moved down to Toronto, then back from Toronto, then back to my house, and then we moved for a while up to the cottage before we got this place, and then here, it's just like, ugh. Like my art had to survive so much.
I hate moving, dude, you're such an asshole.
Yeah, the first time I did, I loved it. I was like, I've never moved, this is so cool, oh, and really? I'm so organized. But by like the fifth move in a year, it was just kind of like...
Oh, you're lucky, I moved like every 3 years.
So yeah, this... isn't really anything. This is my most recent piece, I guess. Ooh. Which had to do like an Alla Prima painting.
True.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And I was like, oh, what am I gonna do?
You had to
on?
Do an Alla Prima?
Yeah, so that's
what's
just
that mean?
In one sitting.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah, I've been painting a bit more texturally lately, and you can kinda see that.
Texture.
Yeah, it's interesting. I don't have it back yet. I don't know where it is actually. My teacher wasn't very good at getting it back. So I was like, a figure draw, a painting that was kind of neat with like a bunch of texture. But yeah, this was like, it was pretty fun. I just added like a lot of thickener to the paint. It was literally like one sitting, an hour and a half done.
Cool. Wow.
So yeah, it was pretty fun to do that. Just like, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's one of the things I like about art is that sort of tactile.
Yeah.
And that's what appeals to me about trying pottery too, you know?
That you can just do it and be done like so quickly.
Well, yeah. Let's see, apparently with pottery, you know, because you've got to let it dry and you've got to put slip and glaze and put it in the kiln and all this.
Oh, sometimes
you have
a lot
to fire it twice. And
oh, wow.
It's like, yeah, so you think you're done because you're done the pottery.
Yeah.
So did you do this one?
This, yeah. I'm actually just going to grab my computer because it's kind of like a series. So
oh, wow.
The other pieces actually got broken.
Oh, no.
So I just have photos of them on here. We had to do, like, for my abstract drawing class, it was an abstract flora and fauna.
Oh, okay.
So I decided to do it on... I've been to New York a lot of times, and I think that's where I am, like, in my heart.
Well, yes,
so,
you mentioned that.
Yeah. So it was just kind of on that, and I did the kind of, like, I guess, like, satirical flora and fauna of New York.
See, I should have taken copies, pictures of these guys. Well, it looks nice.
Thanks.
Nice framing. Where do you get your framing done?
Those were actually just HomeSense.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You gotta go to that shop. I've never been there.
I love HomeSense.
I'm afraid to.
So, yeah, I did. These were actually shadow washed, just like
compositions. Oh, cool. Okay.
Like, just like this was, I was saying, like, this is the fauna of New York. Like, this is the flora. Like, this is their plants.
Yeah.
Like, kind of funny. And then this one, I was like, this is their trees, a billboard. Yeah, and this was, I did it all like up like an exhibit.
Okay.
Like, so the big frame, like.
Well, so were these as large as that?
No, these were actually just shadow boxes, so about like big, so not too big. And then the last piece, I'm just gonna grab it, it's just down there. I didn't like it as much at all.
So you created the billboard yourself?
Yeah, it was kind of fun.
That is very cool.
So this is just like this is just kind of like an abstract like map and like explanation of it that doesn't really explain anything. This is like a really last minute drawing. I did it like the night before. But yeah.
Well, that's the thing, right? They try to get you to perform under pressure.
Oh, I know. But yeah, so those pieces I'm more happy with.
Because it looks like, it looks almost like cockroaches.
Yeah. So like, yeah, like that was my idea for the larger drawing there, that these are the animals of New York.
Okay.
So we have like the rats and like figure one and the pigeons, and it's not normally the kind of thing I would do because I tend to like more aesthetic stuff.
Yeah.
But it was actually kind of fun and like
creepy.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, no, it's very cool. And the idea with the science book kind of thing. It's really.
Thanks. Yeah, I had a good time doing it. It was kind of interesting. I guess this is the
Yeah, I think a part of it is they're just trying to get you to think out of the box.
Yeah, it was. I really like my abstract drawing class. So this is the one I did more recently.
This is what you did at your T abstract drawing class, or was that
this? I actually did this year, and this is one of my more favorite things I've done this year. And this is kind of more the direction I'm wanting to go in.
So, but an abstract drawing, was this you did that at Western, or?
No, I did that at York. Oh. Yeah, and it's interesting because they don't necessarily want you to go too abstract, but they just kind of had to approach it differently, and it's just kind of cool.
Okay.
It was a cool course, and this is actually, I really like architecture and that kind of stuff. So we were just moving out of our house, and we've been there for 22 years.
Wow.
And the project was like space, so they like pick a space that's familiar to you, and just kind of like do something with it. So yeah, I did like a blueprint of our house, and I actually like went around and measured the different like rooms and stuff, and did it like to scale. It was so much math. I was sitting there with pages full of like conversions and measurements. I was like,
Well, and looking at something down like that you're used to seeing at this level, and then looking at it from above, it's totally different, right?
I guess we can bring this one downstairs. That way we can sit down like that. But yeah, so this one is one of my pieces I'm more happy with. Like, I think this one and that
cool.
one.
Yes, I just love this. I would love to get a copy.
Thanks.
It's really nice.
Thanks.
Well, Peter, have you decided I'm not bad yet?
But yeah, this one was actually a lot of like planning, which is kind of cool. Like, and then I went in and like if you look really close, there's a. I wanted it to look sort of less like pristine, so there's like a grid in the background, and it's just. I drew a grid and erased it.
Oh, okay. But even the way the pencil marks are, so you... Wow. Yeah, because it's got a really interesting, like, a feel to it there. So was the grid fairly small?
Yeah, the grid was really, really small. And it was a lot of, like, it was painful to do because it took so long and it was so much math. I was literally sitting there with like pages and pages. I'm like, should I tape this into my sketchbook to show him how much work I did?
I know, it could have been part of the crit for sure.
Yeah, and I talked about that. I was like, so mad math. And now there's definitely parts I look at where I did the perspective wrong in some places, but I don't really care.
No. It's still an interesting effect.
Thanks, yeah. And I was kind of, I actually said it was like 1/1 I meant to put, I was really 164? Sick when I did this. I meant to put 1/23 and do it to that scale, because that was, or 1/22, because that was how long we lived there.
Oh,
and, okay. But I don't know why I was sick and I wrote the wrong number in. So, yeah, I guess I should go back and fix that. Yeah, the basement's honestly the only part I didn't measure. I said I did, but I just didn't want to go walk around my basement. I knew the relative size. And, yeah, my basement freaked me out.
Nobody's working to know.
Yeah. I tend to do that. I'll be like, yeah, I did this. But yeah, and I think I kind of like the feeling I have to it. During my crit, people were kind of like, my teacher was kind of like, this is kind of cold. Like, how do you feel about that? Like, you think if you lived there for so long, you'd be kind of attached to it. But I just kind of said, like, we lived there for so long, but this process of selling your house is so awful. Like, having all these strangers come through it, and, like, if it's on the market for a really long time, it's just, like, it really makes you irritated.
Yeah.
Like, so by the time we left, I really didn't like the house, and I was also, it really wasn't our house anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess the idea I was going for is it's just kind of, like, a shell, and, like, it's not a real space to you anymore. Because you're not going to think about that, like, the new people that live there. Like, I don't want to think that there's someone else living in my bedroom or, like, that stuff. But it's more, like, a place in your mind that, like, you have and is empty. Like, sort of, like, it exists.
All your belongings are
gone.
Yeah,
it's like...
So the intimate part of you is not there.
Yeah,
it's just the walls.
Yeah, it's like this detached space, like, that you have but isn't a real space. So that's, I guess, kind of the idea behind this. And I think it's... what I'm planning to, because I just really like putting my stuff up, and I know you shouldn't, but I always think I want to make, the way I think is like my teacher was always, my art teacher in high school, he was an awful person, by the way, yeah, but he was always like, Well, you don't want to make it wall furniture, so.
Oh.
Yeah, but I tend to do that a lot. Like, I think about how it will look in my house and stuff. But I think I'm going to put this up. My dad has a, like, really realistic watercolor he did of our house, too.
Wow.
So I think to put them up together, it would be really fun.
That's a cool idea,
yeah. So I will probably put that downstairs and just...
I just haven't gotten around. I've got two pieces of art. One I bought in Quebec City, and another one I bought recently at the Lambeth Art Sale. And I really like both of them, but I haven't got either of them framed.
Yeah, it's
so they're sitting around.
Yeah, and framing is really expensive.
Yes.
Like,
and so if I, you know, the litho that, or the lino that I thought about framing, I'm thinking, God, it's huge. How the hell am I going to afford to frame it?
Oh, I know.
Right?
Like that piece there, I did a bit of upgrades on the frame, and that's the only piece I have that I've framed. But still, and I got it for half off the framing, and it was still like $150.
Oh, my.
It was like,
where did you go?
Michael's?
Yeah,
there.
They're bad, I think.
Yeah.
You know, somebody told me there's a fellow, it's way out in the south end of town, like off of Exeter Road. Oh, what the hell's the name of it? I'll get it for you, because his framing is supposed to be really reasonable.
That's
and he does
good.
A good job. So,
oh, that's good.
Yeah, especially if you're framing lots of stuff, you just can't. Like, I know I went to Michael's one time, and I had a piece, and it wasn't even as big as that, and I forget, like, what they quoted. It's like, okay,
I was pretty happy with the selection they had there. So it was, I'm pretty happy, like, it took me so long to decide how to frame it, too, because that's a part of it, too.
Yeah. Well, and it's not matted, right? Because it's got the edge.
There is a matting, actually.
Oh, is there? Okay.
It's kind of,
I can't see from here.
Yeah, it took, like, forever to decide how to frame it, but there's actually, like, a white matting.
Oh, yes,
and then
okay.
The white frame.
Oh, yeah, it looks really nice. Like, it's a beautiful frame.
Yeah, I really like this part. So long to decide. We were literally there for like over an hour, and then we had to go back. Like,
well, just because you don't want to spend all that money and then get the wrong thing. But
like,
no, it's beautiful.
Once you frame your art, it's like a piece of the work. Like, and like, I don't know. I think like everything, like you can sort of see it, like as like art. Like even like, okay, where am I gonna put it? Like that reflects on the work too. Like, like in my art history class, we're talking about like bello composto, so that's like. Similar to like Gazantes, where it's like a total work of art, and that's when like bello composto, I think, or like Gazantes' work. It's like so like even like they'll design the lighting and they'll design.
I
think that's cool when you like just think about it so much. And then I think I'm going to. We just put those up recently, but I saw this thing online, and what you do is you tape off an area, then you just put a color behind your pictures. To make them pop, so I think we'll experiment with that.
Oh yeah, you'll have to tell me how that goes.
Yeah, I'm having so much fun like decorating it here, because like I'm really interested in like architecture and design and stuff too, so
yeah,
it's just like the overall, it's a lot of fun. But
you know what, I told Tyson I'd probably pick him up, and I don't think I'll be able to, so I'm gonna let him know so he can grab a bus.
Oh,
unless he wants to work later. I mean, it might not take that long to go through my stuff. Did you have more things?
I guess if you want to see more, I can show you more. Or, like, if you feel like that's enough. And...
Oh, it doesn't matter to me. I'm happy to look at pictures. Sorry, I'm shedding all over your place. Hey, sweetie. How you doing? Why don't you just go home? Well, I was, and I just phoning because we're not quite done yet, so I didn't know. I thought if you want to phone me on my cell phone before you leave, and I could sort of see where I'm at, and then you can decide if you wanted to grab a bus or if you want to wait. Because if you're going to have a nap, and I can come pick you up maybe by 6, or if you wanted to get out of, you know, get away from the office.
Galaxy.
Doesn't matter to me. I certainly don't mind coming and getting you, but I just not. Sure, if you want. All right. I know, like I said, if I finish up faster than I think, I'll give you a shout. Are you sure? All right, then. I'll see you later. Love you, too. Bye. He's just going to grab the bus and pick up dinner. Yay.
Oh, sounds like a keeper.
Yeah. Oh, he's such a lovely person. I really... I waited a long time.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, like I said, sometimes you don't realize, you know, like there were people that I just thought I loved to death, right? And then you look back and you have to go, God, that guy was an asshole. Like, I'm so glad I didn't marry him.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm trying to cope with being single right now on Valentine's Day. I said to Theodore, I'm like, you're my Valentine, buddy.
Well, sometimes they are, right? Because they're just so much nicer. Because I had a boyfriend who complained. He said, you love that cat more than me. I said, when you've been around as long as he has, we'll talk, right?
Oh, I know.
To be honest, the cat was way better than he was. So. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, such a funny relationship you form with them. Like, yeah, like, literally, I was like, Ted, you're my Valentine, okay?
Yeah.
it's funny.
It's such a weird, like I said, I wish they had a different kind of holiday. Same as they name it a family day. It's like, don't name it family day, right?
Yeah.
Like, something that is inclusive. To me, family day is not, right?
Yeah, because it seems kind of, yeah.
You either don't have a family, like, I don't speak to my family, and I don't have children or anything of my own, and, I mean, I feel like now I've got a family, but... When people, if you're by yourself sometimes, it makes you feel that more acutely, right?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like sometimes they, people still want to, like, categorize stuff or be like, this is what you should do or this is what you should have and don't include stuff differently. Like, I'll talk sometimes. I'm so silly. Like, I'll talk about my cats. I'm like, they're so awesome.
Oh, they
are. And someone will be like, do you love them, like, more than me?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'll be like, well, no, it's just different. Like, you just... to categorize
it. When it comes down to that, you probably do. Like,
yeah, I know.
There aren't very many people that I would put above my pets.
They
just...
they can't say anything mean to you.
They're such a big... Like, they always seem happy. Like, Jake follows us around.
Aww.
Which is just gonna get one of us killed or both of us killed one of these days because he, you know, you turn around and he's right there and you trip over him. It's like...
Yeah, they don't really do that sometimes. I accidentally, like, I was walking, like, I took a step back and I, like... kicked him yesterday.
Oh, I know, you feel so bad. Or I stepped on Jake.
Yeah.
Like, and I've got a pair of sandals or something on when I'm walking around the house. And it's like, and then you're running after them to tell them you're sorry, and they're running away from you, right?
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God. Yeah.
They definitely have such personalities. It's so funny. Like, Theodore, the other day, I take him for walks. So we went outside, and it was, he's really good on his walks. It's so funny.
You put a leash on him and
everything? Yeah, like, I have a little harness for him so it doesn't hurt him, and he'll walk around, he'll go where he wants to go, and, like, he's pretty good. If I, like, tug a little bit, he'll come along.
Well, that's good.
The other day, the snow was starting to melt,
and
he really doesn't like to have his feet wet, so we got to the edge of a puddle, like, a few houses over, and he just stopped. He refused to walk through the puddle. He was so mad. I was like, well, this is silly. You want to go for a walk.
Yeah.
Like, come on. So I picked him up, and I just dropped him from, like, the curb of the ground in the puddle. I was like, see, it's not so bad. And he got so mad, literally, he turned around and walked home. Like, literally, he turned around and was like, okay, I want to go home right now.
He knew which
one was our house. He was like, you don't do that.
Oh, that's so funny, because we got a harness and leash for our cats, and Tyson was trying to train them up, and he'd put them in the harness, and especially Jake, he was walking backwards, like he was thinking if he walked backwards, he'd get out of it, because he put it on forward.
Sushi does the same thing, and her harness. I think it's just, if you get them used to it really young, it works.
Yeah.
Like, same with Theodore. He's been a car cat for a long time. Like, he'll travel, and he's so good. Like, in the car, he'll, like, fall asleep on your lap and just purr. Like, if you get them used to it young, they really like it. Like, Teddy, when he was little, he got out once, so he, so I didn't want to let him outside because he didn't really know his way around that well. So I just started training him on a harness. So that's why he's so good at that, because just when he was little.
Because ours aren't that old. Like, Bella's probably 2.5 and Jake's probably 3 or 3.5.
Yeah, Teddy had a harness from when he was like 4 months old. So he got really, like, used to it quick. And that was the only way he could go outside.
And somebody I knew trained their cats to use the toilet.
Oh, that's so funny.
He's like, wow, that's a great idea.
Yeah, I know.
I hate the litter box.
Yeah.
Well, did you want to look at some of mine?
Yeah,
I don't have very much, really.
Oh.
So it won't be too long.
I'm excited to see your prints. I love looking at different prints.
Oh,
and
really?
Stuff.
Oh, I'm not so. Like I said, okay, what are those test ones? And I just, like, jammed everything in here because I was rushing. So I hope I. Sorry, bud. Sorry, dear. It's okay. So, and I don't know, oh, did I sign? can't tell. 3 of 3. I guess that's one of the...
cool. I really like that. Yeah, it's what process is this?
This is a lino.
Oh, and that's when you carve into the... Yeah. Oh, yeah. Is this all on one plate?
Yeah, it's all on one plate, but in 3 stages.
Oh, so how do you do that?
Gosh. I see if I can remember. You carve all this stuff... Oh, shoot. How did I do it? Oh, my God. I can't remember. I think you carve all this stuff... like just the stuff you want yellow, right? Uh-huh. So then you do prints of that, and then you carve out, I think the last color was the green.
Oh.
So then okay. You carve out, and then you do, so then you'd carve out all the yellow bits.
So it's all on the same, like it's on the same plate, but just in different
yeah.
stages.
I've oh, got cool. the plate.
I'm just gonna grab, I don't have a camera, I'm just gonna grab my phone though.
Oh, okay, well you can use that
pictures.
One if you can make it behave.
Oh, that's okay, I'll just
send it to you. Isn't that bad? I can't remember how.
Do you mind if I use yours? I was gonna get. Yeah, I was gonna get another.
Well, I seem to have some more here. I don't know which ones are which. I don't think I've got the.
Oh, I really like that. I like the colors you're using.
Oh,
so are these like colors you mix or?
Yeah, a little bit. Mostly they were pretty. I don't know if that's even a... Oh, 2 or 3. Okay, yep.
Oh, I really like
yeah, I think I mixed them. The green might just be the green. I think I made the yellow paler and made this, the pink more intense. So, and the only thing that Tricia said after was, oh yeah, first you do, maybe you do the white stuff first and then carve it out.
So is this...
Oh, she's not bad, I can't
Is
remember.
That the white of the paper?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's always neat when you can see, like, the white of the paper in a work. I really like that.
Yeah. I mean, I think if I understood more about drawing and stuff, uh-huh. I would have understood how to make those, like, where to put those and where uh-huh. to put the dark or green edges. But I just don't feel like That's I've really got enough of that background.
Really cool. So where did you get the idea for this from?
I did look online. I knew I wanted to do peonies because uh-huh. I thought they're such frilly flowers, right? So yeah, I just looked online. I mean, it was, when you start thinking about it, you kind of go, oh my God, I'm surrounded by art all the time, and prints especially, right? Printmaking, like I, all of a sudden I see a box and I go, oh my God, it's been, you know, printed, right?
Oh yeah.
You start to see, it pops out at you, yeah. right? So yeah. So then I just tried to figure out how to make the design. And I think there were a couple of different ones, and I sort of just put them around.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so at least I didn't have to draw too much. Like I blew them up, uh-huh. and then I kind of drew them on the thing, and then you can, how did we do them? So you get the imprint, and then you carve,
oh,
or
cool.
drew with the, oh God, yeah, that was painful. Oh my God, with a Sharpie, right? Uh-huh. And then, you know, you do one, and then all the color would come off, so you'd be
oh,
trying
no.
to draw it all
oh.
back on for the next card, and...
Oh.
Yeah, so,
yeah,
and I wasn't happy, like, I would like to have not had that, but Tricia said, no, that's part of
Oh, I really like this area here, that's so cool. Yeah, and I like this, like, there's so much texture in it, that's really, really
they're,
nice.
They're really nice, and depending on the kind of paper, like, we use different kinds of paper, the colors were very different, too, like, see, that's less
oh,
intense,
yeah.
right?
Oh.
The same
Do you mind
things.
If I grab pictures of this?
Yeah, no, go
okay.
ahead. I'm not sure which ones you want. Well, that's fine. I thought I had my. I'm not sure where I put my the lino.
How do I take a picture? I'm so like useless with it.
No, you know what? I don't understand that camera at all. This is what I do. Open it again. And you know the other thing is I've got a website. Hopefully they're still.
Oh, cool! You have
listed.
Like a website of your work.
Well, because I had to create a website for my computer science class.
Oh, cool.
So the stuff is on there, too, if you need to.
Oh, that would be awesome. Oh, I'm so bad at, like, centering a picture and photography and everything.
It's, well, I don't, yeah, that one's hard to use, too.
Is this the camera you use for taking pictures, or what sort of a camera do you have?
Well, I have an SLR camera that's not digital.
Oh, okay.
So, that's what I use. That's Tyson's camera. Parents gave it for me, got his master's, but I haven't figured out how to use it, so I swear a lot. This is actually just from first year.
Oh, cool.
It was really hard to use that. We didn't have a decent, like, when you use the beds down in the printmaking shop, it's a totally different experience, and even the kind of ink. But just to give you an idea, I carved out two different linos. We just did like the one, but so I did one positive and one negative and put them side by side.
So that's sort of like photography, like almost.
Yeah,
reminds me
how,
like,
that's true. I never thought of that.
Your edges, like, it's so, like, you did really good at cleaning your edges. That's impressive.
I don't know. See, look here, there's, but it was like it was just so hard to do it on that stupid. But I was so excited about that idea.
Yeah.
I'm noticing a theme. They're all flowers.
So I
if you push
shut
it all the way, did it shut off again?
It?
Yeah.
Open it.
If you pull it, sometimes it has to. There you go.
Oh, that's cool.
I know. I'm sure there's another way to do it. I just have no idea what it is.
Oh, I'm like, even it's neat when you photograph your work and it looks a bit different.
Yeah.
Like, just because you're like, if you're looking at something, you're moving around a bit. And then when you photograph, you're like, oh, cool.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because I have a friend who moved over to Germany, and I told her about my website and said, oh, you know, look. And she was really taken with the Lotus ones, and I thought, oh, if she could see them up close, she'd realize they're not as good as the others.
Oh, it's really, really nice.
But,
So how did you come up with the design for that? Did you, like, find a drawing of
the
picture?
Yeah, I seen a drawing, and I like, because I don't feel like I can draw, although I do have one thing, I don't even know if I finished it. I've got to sort through this. I've got so much crap in here. Things that don't really... oh, there's my line on board. Because I don't think of myself, like, I certainly don't feel like an artist, and I don't feel like I can draw, so I always feel that sort of holds me back. So when I picked that, I was kind of picking something that was, well, I think I like a simple, fairly simple design anyway. I don't, sometimes if things are too cluttered, like, that was what Trisha said. She said, oh, I think, you know, more flowers. I'm thinking, really? Like, I really like the offset, you know?
Yeah, I like the way they kind of, like, balance it well.
Yeah, so it's funny, but now when I look at it, I think, oh, yeah, I can see what she means. Okay, I just saw that. Where did it go?
It's hard, though, because, like, with a print or something, if you can't really take anything back, so, like, less is more sometimes.
Yeah,
like.
Yeah, that's a good point. Oh, here. Is this one? Oh, it's not that great, actually, but I like this squash.
Oh, nice.
Like, oh, that's not too bad for somebody who can't draw.
Yeah.
The squash is pretty. But that was hard, too, because they would say, okay, you've got this much time, and then, you know, you have to. So anyway, that's my long-winded story about why I chose. Well, I love that sort of the shape of the lotus anyway. Oh, you don't even have to worry about that one. I don't know if it counts.
Oh, that's neat, though. I need to find different stuff that, like, you don't normally draw.
Yeah, and this is it. They put arrangements, but I didn't even manage to finish. But I like I said, I like the... And then this one was really...
Oh, neat.
It was the same... Well, it was actually, I cut around it. So it's the same thing... I had to do it multiple times. So
oh,
it was
that
would have
been so, like, intensive. Yeah, I bet.
Like, especially on that crappy bed that we had.
Do you have to soak your paper?
No, not on this
stuff. Oh, that's so good. That was such a pain with intaglio, because you have to soak your paper before you print on it so it doesn't rip.
Yeah,
so
we
like,
had to do that with our edging.
Yeah, like, to remember, I would always find, I'd be like, okay, my plate's ready to go. And they'd be like, I didn't soak my paper.
And it had to soak for a while, right?
I know.
How long is
it? I think
it
was about
20 minutes or more?
Yeah, I always did it for, like, 10 minutes. Like, yeah.
That's all the time I've got.
Yeah. How do I turn this back on?
Oh, I'll turn it off. It's so stupid. Like, I'm sure there's an... I mean, there's got to be another way, right? This is just ridiculous.
Okay, oh, that's all I
know. Go with what works, right?
Well, it's really neat because, like, I like when you have something that's... Like, I want my art to start to be a bit more simple. Like, when you have something that's more, like, that's just more straightforward shapes, you can kind of... I think you feel like your imagination can kind of go more places, and you can kind of see something and just look at it, and you can think of different things.
Well, that's what, like, for that, you know, if I just used it multiple times, so that that provided enough of a challenge for that one.
Yeah.
And then because I carved out another whole piece to give the negative, so. But this is
Oh, that's your plate.
Yeah.
I love the plates. Like, I love looking at the plates of the work. Like, that's why, like, I keep all my plates. Like, I love the way it looks. Oh, that's so.
So cool. Yeah, and I think the first thing you did was carve out what was white, so that it would stay white.
Yeah, I just love, like, plates. Like, I love the way I look when they look whenever, like, I finish a piece I want to, like, grab the plate and put it in a frame or something.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's so neat.
So, and this is what the original thing was, and you kind of cut, and so you were always constantly redrawing these lines, which is, like, out of my mind at the end of it.
So when did you decide to put the stripes in?
Well, she wanted a pattern.
Oh.
And I'd hoped that the flowers were enough of a pattern, but no.
Oh.
So I was ripping out my hair trying to figure out what kind of pattern could I put in. So I said, oh, well, how about stripes? And I thought, that's brilliant, right?
Yeah, because it definitely works. Like,
it does. Yeah. I mean, it looks a bit like wallpaper, I guess, but wallpaper's a print.
Yeah.
And that's what she took a lot of. She said, you know, like gift wrap and wallpaper and... you know, and that's what I mean. You start looking around and go, oh my God, you know?
Yeah, this is everywhere.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool how art, like, enlightens you to certain things. Like,
it makes you, more aware, right? So, and then we did, I guess we did the, I was really disappointed with my etching.
Etching's such an impossible process.
It just didn't turn out the way I had wanted it to. I had, I had found this thing on it. It's a big-nosed dog.
Oh.
So, you know, and their nose is right up there. So I think if I had done more, like if I had done more pointillism here and more fur, maybe, I'm not sure.
So you
this
drew
part
this
I didn't
off?
Like. Yeah.
Oh, cool. And what different processes did you do? Like, how did you get the different colors?
Well, the same thing with the background, right?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't use any, like, the fabric group. Some people use that for the ground.
Uh-huh.
But I just put a finish, I think, on the plate, and then, because what did we do at the end? We had that spray.
Oh, yeah, I never used that. I was too scared.
Yeah, thank God. Jessica was there and helped. But yeah, like, this stuff here all seemed too stark. It wasn't at all like I envisioned it. And like Trisha said, well, you know, I think it works.
Yeah, I like the contrast of the red with the browns. That's. And how did you do the... Oh, I
she
took a picture of my knee.
She, they have these old press things, so that was another challenge, because you have to set the type, and it sets in reverse, and then you have to make sure when you're inking.
Oh, so this, they put the, like, the letters are, like, machine?
Yeah, so we, so you pick the type. Like, what she does is she creates, she takes a poem, and she breaks it down into pieces, and then everybody picks something.
Oh, cool, and then you do something from that?
Yeah, well, it doesn't have to be from whatever makes you think of, right? So,
cool.
And then she hangs them all together so you can read the poem.
Oh,
and then all these different images. So, yeah, first you have to do the, did we do the lettering first or last? God, was it last year? How can I not remember?
Did you like your teacher for that course?
Oh, she's wonderful. Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Trisha, if you take her, then you get Trisha. I mean, they're both really nice because I think Patrick Mann is teaching.
Oh, I really like Patrick Mann.
Isn't
I had
he
my
lovely?
Yeah, I had my like when I came to the school, I met with him a few times and just like he was basically like I met with him originally when I did my first portfolio evaluation at Western. Then I decided to go to York.
Oh,
then I did another portfolio evaluation with him. this year when I decided I wanted to come back to Western. He was so nice. He was like, oh yeah, I remember you. And he like remembered some of my pieces. And like every once in a while I'll see him and he's just so nice. Like this one time I like ran into him in the parking lot and I didn't like really recognize it was him. I was rushing around and he like poked me on the shoulder and he's like, oh hi, how's it going? He's so nice. Last time I saw him, oh my goodness, I was walking through the hallway and I'm really messy when I paint and I was like, oh, I'm in a painting class. And then I showed him my hands and I just washed my hands and he's kind of like, what's that? And then I was like, oh, normally I have paint on my hands. He's like, oh, you have some on your face right here. I was like, of course. Yeah, I really like him though.
Yeah, he seems very nice. I haven't ever had a class with him, but sorry, I'm just looking for this last, because then we did silk screens.
Oh, silk screens. That seemed like so much fun.
I wish I had done more, but because I was so new to everything, and I'm not a very good risk taker, which I think you need to do to be a good artist. But, I wasn't really sure what to do, because I can't envision the whole sort of process. I think these are all pretty much the same. I just did like a dewy spider web.
Oh wow, that's really neat.
Yeah, I really liked the colors, with the navy and then the silver.
Yeah.
And I think somebody gave me kind of a pearlized, that one might be better, pearlized ink too, right?
So. Oh cool, I really like that.
I cut my screen.
Oh no, how did that happen?
Well, I went to cut some tape, and and you know how you can tell as you're doing it, but it's too late, you're already, I'm thinking, oh God, I better, you know, but it was like the hand was already moving. Trisha looked at me, she said, Brenda, nobody's ever done that before, so give it to me. So I'm not sure which ones are better, I imagined. But
that's really neat. I love looking at things up close you wouldn't normally look at.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's so neat. So how exactly does... I've had 100 people explain this process to me, but I still don't get it, of the silk screening. Like, literally 100 people have explained it to me, but I think I just have to do it to get it.
Yeah, I think so, because first we, did I tape it off? I think you tape off in your screen the square that you want, and then you just run a bunch of copies of the blue background, and then you take your image and... because you use photo emulsion.
One sec, sorry, I'm just gonna grab him.
Oh,
bad boy!
likes to leave.
Yeah. I'm just gonna throw it up there.
Sure.
Yeah, wherever I am, he'll right there and do something bad. I'm so like pristine with my paper too, like when it's not flat, I freak out. Because that's my teacher last year, David, like, put that in us. He's like, if your paper isn't flat, blah, blah, blah. Well, sorry, you are. So then you take your picture and...
you take a picture.
Would it be easier if you sit here, since your portfolio is there?
Oh, that's okay. I'm just going to stuff things back.
All right.
It doesn't work on it.
It seems like such a complicated process. Everyone says it's easier. Than Intaglio, but I don't get it.
Oh yeah,
it seems so complicated.
It's a lot easier than that. I mean, and some people, I think by the people who are doing third year are doing much more involved.
Yeah, that's really neat.
But yeah, that wasn't too bad. Although I did, it's so weird because we did practice things, right, with just shapes. Uh-huh. And the first time, mine went perfectly, right. And then when I had to do them for this, I couldn't. I don't know what it was. I was just beside myself because I was running out of time and I didn't feel like I knew what I was doing.
Printmaking can be so, so stressful.
Oh, the art courses are always the hardest in a way. And I think too for me, because I don't have the background, so I always, I stress even more. I'm not a very, I have a lot of anxiety. So yeah, it wasn't too bad. And then you just, so the emulsion, because you're copying it basically onto your screen.
Oh, so it's something to do with the light, right? You shine a light in.
Yeah, well that's how you get the image, I think, on. You put all this emulsion on your screen, and then you go into the dark room and you take a picture.
I know.
I can't remember. Anyway, and then when you wash it off, all you're left with is this part, right? So when you push the, because you're pushing the ink like through the screen, and so then it only goes in those areas. So people had, they did some really interesting things. I always figure I get so much, but like it's weird. Now when I look at it, I go, oh, look, I'm a bit off. You know, there's some stuff on the edge. It's like, ah. But at the time, it was like, oh, my God.
The magic of a white eraser, though. Like, the magic of a white eraser, like, that saved me so much in my, like, intaglio prints. Because most of the ink with a white eraser will just come out of your paper.
No way. Mm-hmm. When it's dry?
Yeah.
No way. And, I'm going to have to try that.
And even with, like, like paper, if it's more in there, if you want to be super careful and take a little bit of a risk, you can take a razor blade and just, if it's really thick paper, just shave off the top layer and that gets rid of it. So it's kind of nice to be able to, like, if, like, I all the time I'll make like a little mistake and I'll just be like, okay, nobody has to know.
So I tried different things. I did one on a paintboard.
Oh, cool.
She liked this one. Uh-huh. And I did one on a piece of canvas, but I don't know if this is the right one because it's really pretty bad, like smudgy.
Oh, that's neat though, to see it on a different surface.
So, you know, you could frame that.
So do you tend to like be interested in more stuff like nature, or is that like...
I think so. You know, it's funny. Even after my first year, my professor said, you like natural things. And I thought, yeah, I do. Like shells and rocks and leaves.
Oh,
like,
that's nice. It's because they can, like, tell a story so much.
Yeah. Like, well, it's weird. You don't necessarily notice that. Like, even wood. Textures. I think it goes back to textures, right?
Yeah. Oh, I know. I'm so tactile, too. Like, any texture I look at, I'm like, oh, I want to touch that. Like,
I know. And I think because I sew, too. Like, when I pick up, you know, I see things. Like, I'm always touching the fabric.
So do you sew, like, a lot of clothes and stuff, or what do you
sew? I used to sew more. Right. I don't do so much anymore, but...
And do you see, like, I see, like, really, like, high fashion, like, as art. Do you see, like, when you're sewing, do you see it as your art, or more, like...
No, not really. It was... I wanted something new.
Uh-huh.
And that's a problem. Cool. A lot of times, you know, you go into places and you look at clothing and you think, that fabric, you know, isn't that great, right?
Yeah.
Look how it's made. And
Yeah, I found, like, when I was younger, I used to, like, I used to just buy a lot more clothes that I wouldn't necessarily buy, like, as expensive clothes, because I wouldn't look at the seams or look at the stitching. But I find, like, now that I'm getting into art, like, I appreciate quality and everything more. So, like, I'll be looking at something, and someone will be like, oh, isn't that nice? And I'll be like, it's nice, but I can't get over that stitching. It's the wrong color, or it's, like, and it's just, like, the more you know about something, the more, like, you just... Like, it has to be perfect, Same with, like, prints. Like, the more we know about our prints, like, we just notice so much more.
I know, it's like, I look at that and it's like, I thought that was great. And now I look at it and go, gosh, it's off. But there's, I knew I'd done one that wasn't too bad.
Oh,
so that
cool.
was another one on the canvas that, that worked. And then I'll just show you my photography stuff.
Oh, great. Do you think you'll do more, printmaking?
I was thinking I would probably take third year, but I don't think I'm ready. It's a full year.
Oh, yeah.
So, and I thought, oh, God, in the summer, I thought I'd like to take a drawing course so I could feel a little more comfortable about it.
That's good.
Because I think I can do it, but I don't, it takes me a long time and I feel really nervous about it.
It takes a lot of practice to draw. Like, I can't draw at all. Like, I feel so...
Oh,
like
I don't
self-conscious.
Know.
Oh, thanks.
I'm looking at your insects and stuff, right?
I feel like I'm getting better at drawing, but it's just, it's such a good skill to have.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
This is a foundation for a lot of stuff, right?
Yeah.
No.
So do you tend to take more nature photos, too?
Yeah, I think so. And landscape, like, I like architecture. Especially old architecture.
Cool.
You'll see my next piece is all architecture. But these were numbered, 9, 10. So this was, he was wanting us to do a project, and I was having trouble thinking of ideas, and so I was talking to somebody, and I said, well, I got a new kitten. Bella was like 6 months old, right? And I said, so she's really on my mind a lot, and, you know, maybe I could do something with her. Uh-huh. And so I kind of had some pictures that were... I had a lot of pictures of her, right, and us kind of thing. Uh-huh. And so I think it was the professor who said, well, he said something about sort of from the cat's point of view.
Oh, cool.
So that's what I ended up doing, which worked really well. All my numbers mixed up. Again, I think I've got this on my website, so. Ooh.
Yeah. You have these photos on your website?
Yeah.
Okay, I might just look at them there then instead of taking pictures, because
yeah,
to get
sure.
pictures of pictures is so, like, frustrating sometimes.
And I don't know how great the pictures are. Like, it was just sort of, I didn't have time to be really particular.
Mm-hmm.
So,
oh, this is really
neat. I
lay
it down on the ground, because, like, I don't think I've got them in order. They're all over the place. So I was thinking about how things were for Bella. Like, why don't I have a number? Do I have a number one? Okay, I have two, three.
Uh-huh.
So the first thing, of course, is she gets up and thinks, oh, breakfast. Uh-huh. Where's my food? Two, three.
Yeah, come here.
And she goes and looks, and we're still in bed.
Uh-huh.
Oops. Oh, and 7, 8. Oh, 8, 9. That was the end. Oh, crap. Oh, and when we... 5, 6. Is this 7? Sorry, it's not laid out very well. Yeah, so, you know, she gets up in the morning, of course, and we're still in bed, and it's like, oh, my bowl's empty. So she comes in and checks, right? And then she goes and watches the birds and wishes she could get out at the birds. And then, what number was that? 4. Okay. 5. Is this 5? Yeah. Comes back, checks, still sleeping. So... And then she's looking at all the things she could get into. Because uh-huh. when we first got her, she had climbed up onto, like, these kinds of shelves. Uh-huh. And she was eyeing out the distance between that and the hood of the stove. And there was, like, a cat, right?
Uh-huh.
And we kept pulling her off and saying, no, Bella, no. And Tyson said he heard this crash in the middle of the night. And he thinks she tried to make the leap and didn't.
Uh-oh.
And hit the hood of the thing and fell down. She never tried that again. So she's checking out the distance, and then she goes back and tries to wake us up and covering your head. And then we finally get out of bed. So she's in the washroom. So then this was his washroom, her washroom. And then, you know, they always like to help when you're doing yoga.
Yeah.
And then he's playing. And then at the end of the day, she's all tired out.
Oh, so cute. I love to incorporate, like, little bits of my cats in their work. Because it's just part of your life. And,
yeah,
like,
it's a big part, right?
Yeah, and it just, again, because other people have the same experiences. So, like, everyone could see this and make them think of their cat. Or, like, when they're doing, like, yeah, like, I know, like, when I'm doing yoga sometimes, I'll be sitting there and Sushi will come, like, and she'll be bugging me. I'll be like, okay, you want to do some yoga? And I'll be like, hey, downward facing kitty. And she'll be like, what are you doing to me?
Yeah,
like,
I know, it was funny. Leo used to come, like, you know, you're doing the floor part, right? And he'd come and you're going to do a twist and he's laying right here, right? It's like, oh, good, we're having snuggle time, right? It's like, no.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, because so it was different to think of. You know, like, when I was taking pictures of her, I'm thinking about it from our perspective, but when you start looking at her and thinking, what does she do during the day?
Yeah.
How does she occupy herself? Because I had an image of her snatching stuff off the plates on the table and stuff, right? And so then I kind of went through, I had some, like I said, a mix, so then I went through and did it mostly from her point of view, and then just,
that's so neat.
I think I called it a day in the life of Bella or whatever.
Aww.
So at the end I put her so that people would be late.
You can get these things now, and they're cameras you put on your cat's collar.
No way.
So they go outside and you'll see what they've been doing all day. It's just at random times it takes pictures, and
isn't
I used
cool?
to really want one, because Theodore, when we were at our old house, he would go outside And he would be gone for, like, sometimes days, and he wouldn't come back, and he'd just come home, and he'd be so happy with himself, his tail up in the air. And I'm like, what did you do? Like, I'm just so curious. Like, what are you doing?
Yes.
Like,
it's just, Isn't that a cool idea?
Yeah.
I mean, our cats are always indoor cats, so I wouldn't really...
It's a neat thing, though, to, like, think about what they're doing and, like, think about how they live their life.
It's probably so different from what we imagined, too.
Yeah. And, like, you'll just see them doing their little everyday things, and it's just so funny. Like,
because I know somebody, she has this little cat, and she's not even that healthy, right? And she took down a bunny.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh.
So you might not want to see that part.
Yeah. Oh, my cats. Yeah, they're notorious hunters. Like, it's ridiculous.
Well, it's the natural part of being a cat, right?
Jamie's are, like, really quick too. So we would get the most stuff like brought to our door.
Oh,
and,
lovely.
Like, yeah. Like, sometimes you don't look when they walk in, so you don't notice they have it, and they're just so proud of themselves too. Like, I remember one night Sushi brought like a bird or something into my room, and she put it in, like, cause she sleeps with me, so. She put it at the foot of the bed, and all night she was standing on the stairs waiting for me to come up to bed, and I couldn't figure out why, and I went in my room, and I saw it, and I just, like, screamed, like, ah!
She's thinking, oh, good, she's excited.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny, somebody else told me that their cat brought home a bat.
Oh, my goodness.
And it wasn't dead, so
scary.
Yeah, their house coat. They went to pick up their house coat.
Oh, my goodness.
Cat comes flying out. It's like, oh. I would not appreciate that. Okay.
Well, ever since we moved into this house and he hasn't been outside as much, he's just become such a sock with me. Like, especially during the night. Like, he loves his attention at night. Like, he'll wake me up, like, every night now because he wants to, like, get under my arm.
Oh.
So, like, what he was doing for a while was he was biting me to wake me up.
Oh.
Like, in the middle of the night, he'd start biting me, so I'd get up and, like, lift my arm so he could go under it.
A little butter,
eh? Yeah. Are you a sucky boy, Ted? Yeah.
Okay. Well, this was sort of sculptural.
Oh, cool.
So, like I said, I love architecture, so I was... And there's so many cool buildings on campus.
That's so neat.
This was supposed to be hanging down from me. This is back. Whoops.
Do you have pictures of this on your website, like, together?
No, I don't.
Okay, I'm just going to grab a picture. This is really cool.
Thanks. I might have some at home. So I did, I just did sort of composites. Now this one, I had this rolled, so it had a curve to it, which I really love, but it keeps flattening.
Oh. It's always the opposite for me. Like, everything, things will get rolled when I want them to be flat.
Well, I even put it through a press, right?
Oh,
so
that's so neat. So is that different buildings, or is that all one
building?
They're
all different buildings. So I pieced together different pieces.
Oh, to make a, like...
Like, these are the doors of the Macintosh, and then this is the backside of Middlesex.
Wow.
But it was so... I love that shape of the building is actually curved, and then the image was curved, so I really wanted it to stay curved, and it just hasn't really done it.
Why did the image go off?
Oh, crap. I'm missing a little piece. I wonder what I did with that.
I appreciate, like, so much when people and, like, photographers, like, can see these things in, like, the right angle and stuff. Like, I can't at all. Like, it's so interesting. It's not something I can see.
Well, if you take a lot of pictures and then you can pick the best and worst ones. Sorry, this, I don't know if it'll still stand. It's supposed to,
cool.
Maybe this is the physics or the natural science one. And it has, like, because I love all these details with the carved, with the masonry that they...
Yeah. There's actually on one of the courses that Yale lets you audit online is I think it's like a Roman architecture course. I want to do that. It seems really neat. Like, it's a whole class online. Like, you don't have the test, but that's good.
Yeah, that's the part you don't like. So I don't know if you can tell. Can you see the sculpture through there?
Yeah. Oh, where is that?
That is behind... University College, in between University College and Stevenson Lawson. And this is a beautiful sculpture. I really love it. And they've got a garden in there with all, it looks like an amphitheater, like they've got the curb.
Cool.
The
There's so much on campus I haven't seen yet.
So wonderful to explore. So yeah, this is starting to get a bit damaged too.
So where did you come up with the idea to do your photos like sculptural?
Well, that was a process because I just, he doesn't want you just to take pictures. Uh-huh. Like it has to, that doesn't make it art as far as he's concerned. So he had to kind of do something with it. So somebody had said, well, maybe collaged. And
yeah.
I was having so much trouble doing collage. I don't think I've ever done a collage. I just never made it work. And so I was really frustrated. And somebody else suggested, I can't remember if somebody suggested putting it on things, and so then I thought, okay, well, I'll make it sculptural and stand it up. So I have these doors so you can kind of open them and
see.
Oh,
that's so neat. Do you mind holding a little bit so I can get a picture of like one open or something?
Sure.
Oh, this is a really neat idea.
It turned out pretty well. Like somebody said, I hope you're gonna put that up, but it's like, it's so bulky. Where the hell would I put it, right?
It's so neat, like just like the different angles like together. Like I love architecture. Like when I'm done at Western, I'm thinking now I'll probably go to, if I can get in, I'll go to the new school in York and do a graduate in architecture. Nice. So I really hope that. This is so interesting.
From an art perspective or actually to be able to design buildings?
I really want to travel. So I think I'll like be designing buildings and like probably like doing it artistically. Like I don't.
Because you need a lot of math to do that.
Yeah, I've done the physics and math in high school, so hopefully
I
can.
Remember you talking about that? You were just saying trying to figure out your math.
Yeah,
or your
I can't
mark,
do it anymore
like,
at all now. But
so in this one, I took one during the day and one at night, and it's supposed to sort of fold like that, but it's not. I don't know if you can tell, or maybe I should just leave it so you can get that. It's a nuisance, eh? I'll have to ask Tyson if there's...
I'm sure there's an easier way.
There has to be, right? Yeah. It just doesn't make sense.
Really cool. It reminds me of like, I don't know why, but it reminds me of like, you know, in like the old horror movies when there's like a flash of lightning and all of a sudden you see like the bright, like looking back and forth, and it reminds me of that.
Well, and I think one of the images.
They play so much.
I know Bella and Jake lately too, and I've been hearing these like growls, and it's like, okay, what's going on? Who's getting killed?
Yeah, they always like hurt each other a little bit. Like, I'll find little cuts on them, and I'm like, who did that to you? That's so mean.
Yeah. I know, I'm not good about handling that. Well, but I thought I had, maybe I used it for something else, because I thought I had, sorry, I'm trying to think about a different picture, because I took pictures of the hothouse on campus at night, so it's lit up inside and dark outside, and then I took him pictures of University College, you know, Conron Hall? It's got those big glass, with the stained glass kind of windows.
Stop biting me.
He's like all wound up now. And I took pictures of those too at night, so they were lit up. Cool. And I don't think I don't know what I did with those either. Maybe I didn't use them.
Are there any photographers in particular that interest you? That you look
well,
at?
Yeah, it's funny. I mean, I don't know too much about them. Like, I think Karsh had some interesting stuff. And Ansel Adams, those huge big landscapes with the, you know, just look so empty. Like that one with the moon in it.
I'll have to look him up. Like, I remember we talked about him a bit in high school, but
He was amazing. He contributed to the conservation.
Yeah,
like he started,
I remember we watched
a
video.
Was it the Sierra Club or something? I forget. He was involved with. But yeah, and he was taking them with an old, what kind of camera did he use? Because I did a project. It's terrible that I can't remember any of this stuff. Because you know, I did a whole presentation, I think, and then it's gone.
Oh yeah,
make room for the next one, right? And it was funny. I was listening to CBC, and they were saying it's an important part of sort of being human that you do forget stuff, sort of thing, because you need to make room. But it's like crap.
Yeah, I literally feel like sometimes I'm like, if someone tells me like a number or something, like my my Western number. I can't remember it, but I feel like I shouldn't commit it to memory because then I'll forget someone's phone number. Yes. Like, it's, you can only know so much.
And it's weird. I'm really good with numbers, like my bank account number and other people's phone numbers and other people's bank account numbers sometimes, like when I would be depositing money to other people and I'd be able to remember them, and I think,
that's good.
How can I do this?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, but then I can't, there were other things that I just couldn't recall.
Some people are like that. Like, they have really good, like, they can remember numbers really well. Like, I'm kind of like that with, like, fragments sometimes. Like, I'll remember, like, the way something looks, like, exactly, or, like, I'll remember a conversation I had with someone, like, so long ago, and, like, exactly what they said, just the weirdest stuff. It's like...
Well, Tyson, we had been together for 3 or 4 years, and he didn't know what color my eyes were. I said, pardon me? He said, well, do you know what color my eyes are? And I explained them in total detail. You know, he's green, he's got a little bit of, like, a bronze color. And he's like, oh. I said, like, can you not look at me while we're talking, right? Like, how can you not? But he can recall in detail some movie that I don't even remember seeing, like, 4 years ago or something, and he could, the plot line and... I said, but he can't remember people's names. Like, we'd be at the grocery store and somebody would come over and he'd be talking to them for 10 minutes and I'm standing there. I said, why didn't you introduce me? I can't remember their names. It's like, for God's sakes. So I think people have different things that they can remember, right?
Yeah, I'm like that with names too. I can never remember people's names. Like, I don't know why, there's just a part of my brain that whenever someone tells me their name, I don't commit it to memory. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, cool. Then a second later, like, I couldn't tell you what their name is. Yeah.
And I do,
like,
that sometimes too. But I used to be so good. Well, with faces too. But now I'm not even good with faces anymore. Like, people come up to me and say, oh yeah, you're in my such and such class. It's like, really? But I think partly because I sit, a lot of times I sit at the front, so I never know who's behind me. Or I never look around, right?
Yeah. Oh, I always sit at the back. Then if I come in late, it's okay.
I know. Sometimes you have to. Yeah. With that. I never get nearer to the front of the art criticism, but
yeah.
So, yeah, but I just, really, like, I loved all these details.
Yeah.
You know, this sort of...
That's like, not, like, stuff you wouldn't normally look at. Like,
stuff,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, oh, that's so interesting.
They have lots of beautiful architectural detail on campus. It's just incredible.
Do you ever, like, travel to take photos? Like, go to Toronto or, like...
I mean, when I lived in Toronto, I took pictures in Toronto. I'm getting worse. I used to bring my camera a lot and take pictures.
That's cool.
But, now it's almost like, well, I want to be part of what I'm doing. And I never take pictures of people. I think I might have told you before.
I don't do that either. I have, like, no pictures of people.
I never remember.
Yeah.
I'm not that interested. Like, I'm going to talk and interact with people, but for posterity, I don't feel... Like, I'd rather take a picture of something interesting.
Yeah, I'm like that, but I literally have, like, hundreds of pictures of my cats on my computer because I just see them all the time, and I'm like, that's so cute! And I need to see a picture of that!
People are cute, right? Babies, you take pictures of babies.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I don't know. For me, it tends to be, like, landscape or architecture. I really like architecture, so especially sort of that older, interesting...
It'd be cool.
Like, oh, have you been downtown to... I took a lot of pictures of that for an art history course I was taking. The Dominion Building downtown, it's Art Deco.
Oh, cool.
London has a lot of really cool Art Deco stuff. And if you go inside, it's really spectacular.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's like all that, the Art Deco lettering on the elevators. And it's just really a nice building.
Cool.
And all the details on the outside. So yeah, if you're interested in that stuff, make a trip. If you like architecture, you'll probably really enjoy that.
What did you think of Gursky's work we saw in class?
Gursky.
The photographer that put the different landscapes, images together, like the...
Oh, yeah, Andreas Gursky. Where, some of those were interesting. Yeah. Like, I like that sort of big sky element. Yeah, that was kind of cool. But, a lot of his stuff is not the kind of things I would think to take a picture of. Yeah, like, you don't think of it as photography almost.
Yeah.
But, seems so bad. Like, how could I not remember those things?
That's such a neat idea. Do you tend to, when you're, just your work here, it's such a neat idea, like, how sculptural it is. Do you tend to, like, talk to people a lot, like, about what you're doing while you're doing it, like, soundboards or like?
Oh, in class. Oh, yeah.
That's good.
Like I said, I feel out of my depth a lot of times. I feel really like I would never sort of describe myself as an artist. And I know somebody in the class said, you know, I needed to have more confidence and stuff. But yeah, I found that, you know, talking to people, because actually this idea, like I sort of had these pieces and I thought, okay, well, I should do something with them, but I didn't know what to do with them. And somebody said, well, you know, that would make an interesting stage.
Yeah, definitely.
And then,
you know, it works really well.
Yeah, so that was a terrific idea. And I always give credit to the people who helped me come up with the idea. And then somebody else had said, well, you know, he doesn't want, you know, just to be a stage. So that was when I hung this little piece. Plus, I, you know, I had all these things that I wanted to use, and I couldn't use them all, right? So I was like, how can I fit that one in? But, yeah, so this is, I think getting really moved around is not necessarily good for this one.
Yeah.
It's, because I dragged it, you know, like you drag it. It's on campus, and then they stuff them all in the room.
Yeah.
And pick them up. And
taking it back. It's,
I'm trying to remember where. I've moved this a few times now. You know, man.
So when you, like, put different photos...
Interesting. Hmm?
So when you put different photos together like this, you just look for, like, similarities? And or like,
yeah, I just tried to find elements that... that I thought would work. So this is like one side of the building, and then this is the other side, but it still has that idea of an arch. It just kind of keeps going.
Yeah.
And yeah, I just took pieces I liked and sort of thought, what can I do with them?
That's really cool.
So I was reasonably pleased with how this turned out. Now this is sort of this is almost actual. Like it had this image when you're between the, you know, the roadway between Ivy and the University College, like if you're coming around University College and you're heading towards Summer,
I think so,
Hills.
Yeah,
yeah, so this is in back in there, and it's got that, and this is actually sort of back in here, but of course it's not to scale. So I just but I put them together because I thought it would be neat, and then just these, because taking one at night and taking one during the day.
Yeah, that's a cool, like, it's cool how different it looks.
Yeah, and I didn't have a great tripod. I've got a good tripod now, and I've never used it, so I have to go out and, because even the tree picked up. Like, I was pretty happy with this overall, like.
Was this all for one project, or these?
Yeah, it was all for one.
Wow, that's a lot of work. Yeah.
It is, because, you know, first you have to take the pictures and then develop the film.
Wow.
And then you have to print the pictures, and they don't always work, right? You got to do them again.
How do you print these? Like, are you mounting them on cardboard?
I dry mounted them onto, matting, kind of.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mat board.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so then I just have to...
So that is a lot of work.
Yeah. Photography is a very labor intensive. I don't think that the same person isn't teaching it anymore, but I imagine it's still fairly labor intensive.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, yeah, I cursed him a lot when I was there for hours and hours and hours, right? But it was so exciting. I've always wanted to learn how to develop my own pictures.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so that was great.
We did a bit of it in high school, but our dark room was always empty, so it was kind of lonely.
Yeah.
Like, I'd just be like to my friend, I gotta go develop some pictures, you have to come hang out with me, because the dark room's kind of scary. No. Like,
it takes a while to get used to it. But it's nice because you're not fighting for space, like, because it takes up a lot of room, right? But, no, there were always lots and lots of people in there, and there was always... But which is bad sometimes too, because not everybody's careful with their
Thank you.
Oh, what a nice case. with stuff, and so they're throwing things in, and it's like,
yeah, because you don't, like, the last thing you want is to ruin someone else's art. Like, it's just so
And they weren't, like, somebody would stick things that were wet on the drying rack together, and you couldn't get it off. It's like, come on, people.
Yeah.
Come on, kindergarten, right?
Yeah.
Because I'm particular. I wanted it to. You go to all that work. I mean, at least with pictures, you could reprint it, but, you know, there's a lot. You have to do it a few times to try to get the exposure you need and all the, you know, filter sometimes.
And you never want to do something again. You're like, if it's done, it's done.
Well, because you don't have that much time either, right? Because taking the pictures and developing the pictures is one small part of it, ultimately. So, yeah, it was... But so much camaraderie.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. It's nice to like develop like relationships like with the people in your class.
And just, always
like,
in our
have
classes,
these people.
Right?
Yeah, like especially like a photographer, I can imagine, in like my printmaking course, like these people, like you got so close with them.
Yes.
It's neat. Like
yeah, sometimes you want to kill them, but mostly
yeah.
it's good, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then
yeah.
they put up with all my swearing because there was a lot of a lot of yelling. I think one time I was having problems, and I don't know whether I was kicking the bench. And like the leg, it's like, oh, God damn you. And I couldn't do it by myself. There's nobody in there, and somebody must have heard me walking by because he came in and said, do you need help? It's like, oh, push that right. It was like, oh, man, I'm going to have a reputation.
Hello.
Oh,
hi. Hi. I'm Tony.
My name's Brenda.
Hi, pleased to meet you,
nice
Brenda.
To meet you.
You know me.
Yeah. Are you on your way up to the cottage, or?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, I hope the weather is good.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How about you?
Good.
Karen.
Karen. Brenda. Nice to meet you, Brenda.
Well, how was all your art?
Good. It's
good.
Neat seeing
yeah.
Brenda's stuff.
Yeah. It was great to see you. I love that.
Oh,
that. If you ever come back and it's missing, you'll
know it's
gone. Yeah. No, it's really wonderful.
Well, it's great. We get the house filled with her art, and then we're working on getting the lake filled up, too, and she's got another sister who was an art student, so
oh,
a few of her pieces.
Yeah, it's...
But she switched to food now. She's in chef's school.
Oh, right, yes.
So
yeah,
she
was saying
much
that's
other
nice
art.
Too. Well, you can do art of food.
Yeah.
And then presentation. You guys
yeah.
should have, like,
yeah,
an opening, like, an
yeah.
together.
You could, like, furnish her restaurant when she
yeah.
comes in.
That's
yeah.
perfect. You
yeah.
see that. Actually, you know, you should look into that.
Yeah.
Cafe One and stuff, they put pictures up sometimes
yeah.
for sale.
Hmm. Yeah. I would love to, like, one... Like, how some people can sell their art for so much money. I would love that.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
money.
Yes,
yeah.
The shoes you could
just
buy.
Just
yeah.
shoes. Have you checked
yeah.
out shoebuy.com?
No.
Yes, I've got shoes. I always
yeah.
feel a bit bad not shopping in Canada, but I'm so annoyed because, you know, you see a pair of shoes here for $110 and you can get somebody... I saw them in the store and I said, oh, I really like your shoes. Oh, I got them in the States for $40.
It's
like,
insane.
Oh,
yeah. Like, even,
yeah.
like, Payless. Like, if you go to the States and get shoes from Payless... They're so much less than they sell for the same shoes
really?
Here.
Okay.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like,
and that's why I said,
yeah.
am I paying a little premium for being Canadian? I
right.
feel better off, but
yeah.
sometimes you feel gouged.
Yeah.
Right?
yeah. Oh, for sure.
So,
yeah, for
oh,
sure.
you're feeling
right.
cheated.
How was your appointment?
Oh, loud. She brought all three kids in with her. So they were in Dad's office. We tried to have them in Dad's office with a DVD playing.
Oh.
And I brought this movie. And I brought a couple toys in that and I think they did a little bit of pencil crayon coloring on Dad's wall.
Oh,
yeah.
young girl, she's got three kids. I think it's 7, 4 and almost 2.
Oh.
And she's got another one due in June.
Oh my God, does she
boy.
Know what
so,
she's getting
oh,
into?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I'm so well, man. So anyway, so yes, they were very busy little kids in my
aww.
Office.
They're like Thomas.
Yeah, they talked. They like the cookies.
Yeah.
The cookies were a hit,
aww.
And the one that ate the raisins I had in the drawer. So. Anyway, yeah, it was a very loud appointment.
Oh, last one of the day, I hope.
Yeah.
Oh,
good. Well, anyway, I should let you go. We've been at this for a while.
Oh, yeah, it was so nice getting
yeah,
together.
It was great.
It's
yeah,
so nice to see your stuff, like after, like especially after talking. I love seeing different people's work. It's so. Do you have that your website? Do you have the address here, or do you mind emailing it to me?
Yeah, I'll
I'd
email
love to,
it to
like
you.
Look at it, like.
And I gave it to Dr. Bowie because I
oh.
said I have this, and you know, check out this thing here, and he said he had trouble opening it.
Oh.
But so I'll send it to you when I get home, and then
oh,
you can
great.
Tell me if you had any trouble with
oh,
it.
Oh yeah, don't like you don't have to rush. I probably
yeah.
won't be like working on stuff for a while, but yeah,
no,
it'd be awesome. And
I'd
eventually,
like
I'd love to get like a copy of our
yes.
conversations. If that's
that.
Not too much work,
no,
do you, like, convert
Tyson
it
will help me.
Okay, yeah, well, tell him thank you when
yes.
that comes around.
Thank God.
But yeah,
I
like, no rush at
that.
All. I probably won't get to write an essay for a while. I just have so
I
much
know.
Other essays to
it's
write.
It's terrible, isn't
yeah.
it? I feel like I'm putting out fires.
Oh,
and I'll
no.
sit down at the computer and say, okay, I'm going to sit here for 3 hours and I'm not moving. And I can, well, that never happens, but I think I'm going to have to start working on campus and not at home. Because
yeah,
you can
sometimes that
stuff.
Helps. And just to focus, like,
yeah.
if I'm at home, Ted will come, and I'll be like, oh, I want to play with you,
yeah.
or, like, I want to Google something, like, weird, like, I'll think of something, I'll be like, oh, what's this, like.
But if you're in the library, you don't
yeah.
change it, right?
Yeah.
But it's just awful, even if I'm sitting in front of there, sometimes I don't come up with anything, and that makes me so, I don't know if other people go through that, but I just feel like it should be different.
Yeah. What courses are you taking right now?
I'm taking, well, the art criticism and then a visual art history that's called Getting Your Hands Dirty. It's about craft.
Oh, neat.
Yeah,
that's
to throw a pot, remember? I met you last time after we went on the tour.
And that's a history course.
Yeah.
Wow.
But she's worked all this stuff in the glass blowing today. And we're going to do weaving and spinning.
Wow. So just like getting you into doing art history. I like when teachers approach it differently, not just like, this is what I'm going to talk about, blah, blah, blah. That's so
She's
neat.
A PhD student. So, yeah. So she organized the trip to the guild. And then, the time we had with the glass gin that I was telling you about was just like 10 minutes each. So it was really small, but it gets you to understand what goes on. And the same thing with the spinning and the weaving. I think we're all going to get to make like a yard of twine or like a yard of yarn, maybe.
Oh,
I don't know
cool.
What you call it. Yeah.
Oh, that's so neat.
So it's kind of cool, right, to have a chance to try different things. So
that's
she's
cool. Is this like is this a always course, or is this like
it's a special topics.
Oh,
and
cool.
I said to her, it's so weird, because I didn't actually sign up for that course, and it was on my schedule. I'm thinking, where did this come from? And it didn't say what it was. It just said, and I said, I definitely do not sign up for this. So when I went to find out what was going on, I found out what the course was. I said, okay, I'll just keep that.
Yeah.
Because it sounded so interesting.
Oh, that's really cool.
And then the other course I'm taking is, how can I forget? A writing course in document design. I'm trying not to think about that one because it's
some courses are really painful. I'm kind of like that with some art criticism first semester with like the content and stuff. I was like,
I thought I'm never gonna understand this.
Yeah.
Like, and those few pieces, but
no,
I just and the psychology stuff.
I hate that. Yeah, I'm not into like psychology or like any of that stuff at all. So like when he was talking about that, I'm like,
what?
But this semester is making a lot more sense.
Yeah, and it's a lot more interesting. I think he's getting that back because people are participating more.
Yeah.
Which is nice for him, I think.
He seems to be more like, it's more like interactive this semester. I guess it was last semester, but I just wasn't really listening. Like, I would just go to class
just
and be like,
people.
Yeah, I just be like, okay, I have to sit here for the next few hours and then I can be done with this course for the day. Like,
Monday out of the way.
Yeah.
I know, it was really, really painful. And I think there were people who knew something about philosophy or psychology.
Yeah.
I always thought psychology would be so interesting. And then we'd have that little bit and I went,
Oh, yeah. It's just so, like, and some of it's just, I find some of the stuff you talk about just so gross. I'm like, I'm a grown up, but still, like,
it's not what I think about. It's nice that he likes the aesthetic stuff. But I know. It's like, what are these people thinking? I know, it was funny because we were in the library last night picking up, trying to get stuff for a bibliography for my art history course. And Tyson was saying about, I remember the last time we were here. And I pulled out a book of Robert Mapplethorpe.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, that stuff was just awful.
Yeah.
It's like, this is better.
Yeah, art should be aesthetic, I think.
Yeah.
It's more nice.
I mean, you can have both. I don't see why we have to restrict ourselves.
Uh-huh.
Like, I think people can appreciate different things.
Yeah.
But I wondered if that's more of what the Art Institute, like the kind of the academy or, you know, like that sort of the critics and all those people.
That's what they like more.
If that's what they like.
Yeah,
and so
maybe.
That's what people think of as art. Or if you want to be a serious artist, you have to be that kind as opposed to you're going to go to sell it at a craft fair.
Yeah, I think now I just think like if someone's going to call it art, whatever, like some people are so like, oh, that's not art. But like, I don't know, if they say it's art, then I don't really want to get into the politics of it. Okay, it's art. Like, and some of the stuff is kind of weird, like the like Duchamp's like urinal. But if he says it's art, I'm not gonna argue with him. Like, whatever.
It's funny because I was talking to Tyson about that, and he said, "Well, you know what? Get away with that once. Like, nobody else will be able to do that again and say that that's art."
But yeah, definitely.
He's making a point, but it's not gonna be.
Yeah, it's not.
I don't know. I think my definitions are a lot different probably than probably yours too, right?
I'm just more broad, like I don't really care. Like if someone says it's art, I'm like, okay. I'm kinda lazy, like I just don't want to go into arguing with them. If they say that's art, I'm okay, good for you. Like,
I'm not gonna pay to see it. But I'm not putting it in my apartment.
Yeah, no.
No, it's kinda weird.
Oh, yeah, it was nice getting together.
Yeah, it's good to see you.
Yeah, we should get together. Do you want to get together again maybe next week to have another talk? Or
yeah,
like
sure.
Like, are you busy during the reading week? Or?
Well, I've got some essays and stuff I'm hoping to get some traction on, but we'll see what happens. And we wanted to, I said I wouldn't mind doing a couple little day trips.
Oh, yeah.
Because we never
that's
go
nice.
Anywhere on reading week because I'm always busy and busy not getting stuff done that I should be.
Yeah,
until at
I
the
know.
End, it's,
yeah.
You know, but I said I wanted to go to the Butterfly, is it a conservatory?
Oh, yeah, yeah, go there.
Is that
there's
a Niagara
so,
Lake?
There's one on the way to Toronto, I think.
Like
about
in
an hour.
Kitchen
yeah, around there.
But is there another one down by Niagara? Cause
I'm not sure.
I have to Google.
Maybe, yeah.
And then I said, well, since we'll be in the area, I'd like to go to the Clay and Glass Museum.
Oh, nice.
I thought that'd be a good tie-in.
Yeah, definitely.
And maybe down to Jonathan's, to downtown to check out his gallery, because she was saying there's some interesting stuff. So, yeah, that's kind of, I'm hoping, and I got to get the cat to the bat.
Oh, yeah, busy, busy. Well,
you know,
yeah, if it works
stuff.
Into your schedule, maybe we could get together next week or the week after. I think Dr. Bowie said, like, it's, like, good to get together often. Just so
yeah,
like,
no,
yeah,
it's a good idea.
Yeah, and it's nice because I just, like, at first I was like, okay, how does this project work? But, like, the
yeah.
more we talk, it's just, like, sort of taking form, like, what we're going to write.
Yeah, I feel more comfortable
yeah.
thinking, okay, it's not academic in the same
yeah,
sense,
it's
nice.
This project is cool. I like
it. I think
it
will
like,
be good.
Yeah.
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 A little daunting when he's talking about, thinking, oh, my God.
Yeah,
what
I'm like,
I
what are you talking about? like, that seems...
Hi.
Have a safe trip. It was nice to meet you. I hope you have good weather. Are they? I guess tomorrow they're saying a possibility of snow.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a snow blower. He'll be good.
Yeah.
Bye.
Never fun traveling in the winter. I'm always such a...
Yeah, we're up on top of... our cottage is up on a dune, too.
Oh, nice.
Like, getting up there in the winter is... Like, we have stairs.